Welcome to Rock Hounds Baseball. Follow the hounds at home and on the road here at MidlandRockHounds.org. Now it's time for Texas League Baseball. Here's the radio voice of the Rock Hounds, Bob Hart.
And it is visit number one to Amarillo, Texas for the 2023 season. We greet you from the ballpark called Hodgetown. They spell it in capital letters. Don't ask me why. The Rockhounds and the Sod Poodles meeting in a six-game series, of course, and that is the norm. But it will begin and end in the daytime with an 11 o'clock, and I'm sure you will hear in the background shortly, it is Kids Day, to be sure. So not an overflowing ballpark, but a whole bunch of kids, and there is a rather vocal group right down below us, and they've been they're right along the Rockhound side, which is the first base side of this ballpark, and they have been, I don't know if they're cheering for the Hounds or just cheering at the Hounds, but they've been doing a whole bunch of it. Well, we welcome you. The Rockhounds coming off a 12-game homestand in which they finished 7-5. They split the six-game series with the Corpus Christi Hooks, but they won the last two games of that set and then took four out of six from the Frisco Rough Riders. And in doing so, Rockhounds have, and again, it's just 27 games in, but the Rockhounds have the top spot by two games in the Texas League South Division and have now won six of their last eight games. The Sod Poodles are 13-14. They come off a couple of interesting series. They hosted Frisco here 2 weeks ago, took four out of six from the Rough Riders, and in doing so overcame deficits of 10 and 6 runs in two consecutive games. And I mention that because this ballpark, and, you know, we kid about it a little bit, well, because it deserves it, sorry, but this is Hodgetown, and this is a ballpark that is really a bandbox. The baseball gets out of here, and even if it isn't driving out of the ballpark, this is just a stadium and a field that lends itself to offense, and it is one of those cliche but true, no lead is safe here in this ballpark in Amarillo. And the Sod Poodles really proving that again in their series with Frisco, wiping out, by the way, a 10-run deficit in one of those games without benefit of a home run. That really surprised me because, again, this is a home run type of ballpark. So the Sod Poodles 13-14, a couple of games back. They are tied with the Frisco Rough Riders for the second place spot with the Rockhounds two games up. Corpus Christi and San Antonio trailing. The Missions have really struggled of late. They just broke a seven-game losing streak on Sunday. Rockhounds, by the way, on the road just for 1 week, just for this week, back home. And, in fact, 1 week from today, we'll be playing baseball at Momentum Bank Ballpark in the morning, he said with rendered lips. Yeah, it is 11 o'clock, is it not? Kids Day, 1 week from today, and that'll start a six-game series between the Rockhounds and the San Antonio Missions. Pitching matchup in this ball game, it'll be Jameson Hill, right-hander going for the Sod Poodles. He's 0-1, but a very good 3.32 earned run average, and his numbers have been very solid. He's given up only 15 hits in 19 innings. He does walk some guys, 14 walks and 24 strikeouts for Jameson Hill. For the Rockhounds, it was to have been Ryan Cusick today, but Ryan is under the weather, so he will not make his scheduled start. David Leal will get the baseball in his stead. That becomes a really interesting matchup as the Sod Poodles now get set to take the diamond. David, of course, does not throw real hard. He can be really effective if he gets batters off balance. If not, if they're timing him, he has been hit hard, of course, during some of his starts as a Rockhound. This ballpark being such a pitcher-unfriendly yard, we'll see how things will unfold today. First of this six-game set between the Rockhounds and the Sod Poodles, who are the AA affiliate of the Arizona Diamondbacks. Sod Poodles wearing the home white trimmed in bright red. The Rockhounds wearing the orange jerseys over the gray baseball pants. Sod Poodles, I don't think they're being introduced, but they are sure taking the diamond one guy at a time. I don't hear introductions, but then again, maybe that's just the kids drowning it out, but the Sod Poodles now have taken the diamond. And we're getting set for the national anthem and the start of this one. By the way, beautiful blue skies today, so we have ourselves an absolutely gorgeous day. The only thing that makes it a little bit scary is that the wind is indeed blowing out. So for pitchers. It is all the more treacherous here at Hodgetown. Temperature in the low 80s with a little bit of breeze, and I think we're ready to take you downstairs now for the Star Spangled Banner. Acoustic guitar and the national anthem. Nicely performed here this late morning, soon to be early afternoon. We are getting set for baseball. Rockhounds and the Sog Poodles, and right-hander Jameson Hill throws the first pitch of our ball game right after this from Bud Light.
When the game goes into overtime, Bud. Goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This Rockhounds broadcast is brought your way in part by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for the first pitch of the game.
As mentioned, there is not a cloud in the Panhandle sky. And I mean, I'm looking. You cannot find a cloud in this beautiful blue sky early, late morning, early afternoon. Feels like afternoon. The Rockhounds and the Sod Poodles will throw the first pitch with 83 degrees. And the scary number on the weather board is 18-mile-an-hour wind. And it is blowing straight out. So we'll see. Well, it will unfold here at the place that they call Hodgetown. Every time I say that, they spell it, by the way, in capital letters, and I still, to this day, really have not much of any idea why. It's only 325 down the left field line, about the same in right field. And in right field, they have a grass berm, and it runs basically from the foul pole till deep into the right center field power alley, and it is about as inviting a location as there is in the league for a home run. The power alley, they don't really list it on the outfield wall, but the power alley in left center field is remarkably short. It is in the 360 mark, actually less than that, to the power alley in left. So it is a good anywhere from 15 to 25 feet shorter than what you would normally see in terms of a power alley. And so we say this is a very, very hitter-friendly park. It is a really friendly home run park as well. Sod Poodles have not hit a bundle of them this year, but it's a ballpark in which anybody basically can get it out of here. Cooper Bowman will lead it off for the Rockhounds against right-hander Jameson Hill. From our unusual broadcast location, past the first base bag, almost into shallow right field, we welcome you. Let's play some baseball. Cooper stands in, inning 207. Jameson Hill settles in, and from Amarillo, first pitch of this ball game popped high in the air. This may be playable, and it is behind the plate. Del Castillo, the catcher, will tuck it away. One pitch, one swing, one pop out. So Cooper is quickly retired, going after the first pitch of the ball game. And the batter will be Lawrence Butler. Lawrence at 298. There's a home run, 18 driven in. Left-handed hitter facing the right-hander Jameson Hill. Brett Harris will bat third. He's on deck. Batting third, playing third. Butler takes called strike. The interesting thing here, and that's the first pitch that we've seen find the catcher's glove, telling inside and outside part of the plate here is almost impossible from this vantage point. Up and down, we have a good look at that, of course, from our side angle. A bunt by Butler, but he pushed it foul, and the count will go 0-2. Middle third of the order, Darryl Hernaez at shortstop. Hernaez at short, batting cleanup. Greg Dykeman is the designated hitter. He'll bat fifth. Greg Dykeman, the DH. And Denzel Clark at center field, batting in the sixth spot. Denzel in center. Butler down to the count, takes the 0-2, got him. I'm guessing inside corner. Lawrence disagrees a little bit, has a word or two from crew chief Alex Nash. But it is two up and two down for Jameson Hill. Brett Harris will be the batter. Boy, Brett has just been tremendous. His last 14 games, he's been as good as anybody in the Texas League, hitting .333 overall. Right-handed hitter stands in. Stretch and the pitch from Hill. Look to bunt. Takes a strike. 0-1. Bottom third of the order, Logan Davidson at first base, batting seventh. Logan, the first baseman. Shane McGuire behind the plate, batting in the eighth spot this morning. Pitch down low for a ball. 1-1 to Brett. And Chase Cottlewig will round it out. He's in left field. Chase in left field, batting in the ninth spot. Nobody on and two men down, top of the first inning, no score. Hill settles in, comes set, leg kick and pitch. Brett takes down and away for a ball, 2-1. Brett Harris just so good right across the board. 14 walks against 13 strikeouts. Couple of home runs. I'm sorry, 23 driven in, takes outside ball three and one, the count, 3-1. Scoreboard at 3-2 for a moment, just as I glanced at it. 3-1 count to the Hounds' third baseman, Darryl Hernaez would be next. Set by Hill in the pitch. That's down and away, and Brett draws the base on balls. Well, again, 15 walks against 13 strikeouts and, of course, hits for some power. Here's Darryl Hernaez. Darryl at .317. Bowman, Butler, and Harris, the top third. Hernaez, Dykeman, and Clark in the middle of the lineup. And Davidson, McGuire, and Cottlewig to round it out for Bobby Crosby and the Rockhounds. Again, David Leal will get the start in place of Ryan Cusick. Pitch just missed. Looked to be a little down for sure, maybe away. One ball, no strikes. Again, as mentioned, Ryan under the weather, so don't know when we will see him. Set by Hill. Pitch swung on it. Foul back. Darryl had a rip at it. It's one ball and one strike. Darryl Hernaez went through a stretch during the first homestand. And, of course, the Hounds started with just a quick three-game road trip. Struggled a little bit. Boy, he has been solid ever since. He's bumped the season average up to .317. Takes it to be a bit inside, and the count goes 2-1. So Jameson Hill, a three-pitch strikeout of Lawrence Butler, walks Brett Harris on five, and now he's 2-1 to Darryl Hernaez. Hernaez, right-handed hitter, shortstop. A couple of homers and 14 driven in. He takes, and that's a strike, and the count is evened up at 2-2. First meeting of the year between these clubs. It seems like May, first week in May last year, the teams had already met at least twice. But this is the first visit to the Panhandle and the first meeting overall in the year. Swung on as this ball hit into right field, but coming on is Enriquez, and Robbie's got it for the out. So a fly ball to right field, just down below us to our right. No runs or hits. Brett Harris draws a walk, but he is stranded at first base. So a half inning in the books, and this Tuesday morning baseball game, Kids Day here in Amarillo, is underway. Village Car Wash score, the Rockhounds nothing. And against David Leal, the left-hander, the Sod Poodles are coming to bat.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry, and the Midland Reporter-Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the ONG news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter Telegram, delivering life every day.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Left-hander David Leal goes to the mound for the Rockhounds in this ball game. Left-hander's warm-up tosses are concluded. Boy, talk about a tough start. First guy he faces is, for batting average, the best hitter, not in the Texas League, the best hitter in Double-A baseball, Ryan Bliss. What a start he is off to. Right-handed hitting, second baseman, hitting .385. Four home runs, 19 driven in. Bliss will stand in. And Leal, the left-hander, ready to go. Bottom of the first inning. First pitch, a high strike, and it's 0-1 at 82. Jordan Lawler is on deck. He's the shortstop. Lawler batting number two in the order. Bliss takes. Pitch high for a ball. And the count goes 1-1. Robbie Enriquez, the right fielder, batting third. Enriquez is in right. Bliss waits. Pitch by Leal. That'll find the outside corner. Off-speed breaking pitch at 76 got there. Bliss stands back in the box. That back right foot right on the chalk or paint line. Swings and misses right through the pitch. And Bliss out on strikes. He doesn't strike out a ton. He has 23 with that. But again, that .385 average. So he's doing just fine, thank you. Now Jordan Lawler, shortstop right-handed hitter. 174 is his average early on. Middle of the order, Juan Centeno was with the ball club a year ago. Designated hitter, Juan Centeno batting in the cleanup spot. The pitch to Jordan Lawler misses for ball 1-1-0. Davison De Los Santos will bat fifth and play the five spot. De Los Santos at third base. A swing and a miss as Lawler moves after a pitch down in the zone. 1-1. Adrian Del Castillo is the catcher. He'll bat sixth. Del Castillo the catcher. Leal's pitch swung on and fouled straight back to the screen by Lawler. Count 1-2. Tim Tawa is the center fielder. He'll bat in the seventh spot. Tawa in center. Nathy Castillo, the first baseman, bats eighth. Castillo is at first. And Kevin Vicuña, batting ninth in left field. Vicuña is in left for Jimmy. Fly ball, center field, coming on, and Denzel will make the catch. Well hit ball by Jordan Lawler. It was a line drive, and boy, that wind, by the way, is, well, it was 18-20, and it looks at least that right now. It's actually picked up a little bit since just before the first pitch was thrown. So, boy, the breeze is going to push anything in the air. That was more of a line drive, so the wind won't help it as much. Denzel makes the play, so two down for Robbie Enriquez. Left-handed hitter at .250. Takes high strike, 0-1 at 83. So David so far is under our, and I always say it with respect and admiration, over-under for David with velocity is 84.5. Unofficial, of course, you won't find it on the line in Vegas. Foul ball off to the left, out of play. Quick 0-2 count to Enriquez. Bases empty, two down in the bottom of the first inning. Enriquez will ask for time here. Robbie, no home runs and six driven in. Stands well back into play, really close together with the feet. Picks up high for a ball. One ball, two strikes. Spreads those feet just a little bit before the delivery of the pitch. Boy, he stands back in the box and rests the bat on his shoulder, then pops it straight toward the sky. Back and forth it goes. Pitch swung on, pop foul. That is the same spot. Went back over the stadium roof and dribbles back toward the street for the parking lot. This is a downtown ballpark, by the way, in Amarillo. One ball, two strikes. Leal with the stretch, the big leg kick and the pitch by David. Just inside. That was 85, so he's broken the over-under. Two balls and two strikes. Again, that is, and we say it in jest, but again, it's simply for a touch of humor, the over-under. But that's about as hard as he will throw, the 85. Leal's pitch, and he got him. Called third strike. That had to be a backup pitch from Enriquez's reaction. We can't tell that very well from here, but boy, the glove work behind the plate by Shane McGuire looked like that was an inside corner pitch. Boy, Enriquez is still barking a little bit, so he is really unhappy with the call. So it's three up, three down with a couple of strikeouts for David Leal. Only played one inning of the Sunshine in the Panhandle, and after one inning complete, a broadcast brought your way by Village Car Wash, and through one, we are scoreless.
When you're craving a delicious Whataburger Buffalo Ranch chicken strip sandwich, time moves more slowly, like in this commercial. Because waiting for three crunchy chicken strips for 9 seconds feels more like an hour. Imagining melty cheese for 8 seconds seems like a fortnight. And picturing tangy buffalo sauce and creamy ranch for 13 seconds is like an eon. Oh, that's a long 30 seconds. But this sandwich is so worth it. Whataburger's Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sandwich. Just like you like it. Back for a limited time at participating locations.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speed start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month. All in with no hidden fees or contracts, plus a guaranteed 2-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
Synergy Cinema and Entertainment, as much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. Three escape rooms that range from easy-peasy to you're never getting out of here. And crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to Synergy.com.
Top of the second, Greg Dykeman will lead it off to the Rockhounds. And right-hander Jamison Hill's first pitch has popped a mile and a half in the air off to the left. That's going to clear the roof. 0-1 count to Greg, left-handed hitter. He's the DH this... So why do I want to say this afternoon? It isn't yet. Will be soon. Takes, and that will miss perhaps a bit inside. Mentioned outside, inside is so frustrating here because, again, we're way up the right field line. Pass first base. But you can at some point tell by the catcher's glove reaction to his position. That one appeared to be a bit inside. Dykeman takes out his low one inside at the shoe tops. 2-1. Denzel Clark on deck, and Logan Davidson will follow. Jamison Hill made his debut in 2021. Delivery swung on, and Dykeman sends one high and deep center field. That ball's got a chance to do damage, and that is gone. Sidewalk souvenir. Boy, line drive with a little bit of air under it, and again, the wind is pushing at 18 to 20 plus, but Greg Dykeman got all of that. That ball might have been out at Willamette Bank Ballpark as well. 400 feet to straightaway center, and on either side of the batter's eye, maybe a little deeper than that. It's a square batter's eye. But boy, Dykeman got it all, and he drives it out of here. Greg with his third of the year and his eighth RBI, and the Rockhounds are on the board, 1-0. Well hit ball. That just jumped off the bat. And now a bunt attempt by Denzel Clark. It's picked up by Hill. He throws it again, and again, really nice play and a good catch at first base by Castillo. Well, the big guy dropping down a bunt. That was nicely handled by the pitcher, Jamison Hill. Nice backhanded snag, too, by first baseman Castillo. Pretty good-looking bunt by Denzel Clark. So a home run and a bunt. He dropped it down pretty well, but Hill made a good reaction. Now Logan Davidson. Well, Logan's been such a great story now his last dozen games. Swings and bounces. This one foul this way toward the first base dugout. Shane McGuire on deck. He will bat in this inning. Mentioned the other day, Logan came into Sunday's game at 250, and that is can just be for certain guys who are, if they're struggling, I think, it, to me anyway, it becomes kind of a watermark. Here's a bouncer foul. I'm jinxing him nicely. It's 0-2. But you start your year 2-for-26, and that's what Logan did. That was his first seven games. In his last 12, he's hitting .370. Pitch down and into the shoe tops. It's 1-2. So you add the tremendous stretch in his last dozen games, and then you add in the 2-for-26, and he's hitting .264 coming in. So once he got back to .250, you can use that as a foundation and build from there. Well, that would, that would be such a great story, because Logan Davidson, a third-year player at this level, former number one draft choice for the A's. Pitch to Logan, and he lines one right field, and Enriquez will make the catch. That ball was drilled. Enriquez made the catch one stride onto the track in front of the about a six-foot-high short fence and railing right in front of that grass berm we mentioned in right field. Well hit ball by Logan. He's 0-for-1, but he ripped it. Now here's Shane McGuire, left-handed hitting catcher at .238. Right-hander Jameson Hill comes set, delivers a strike, upper edge strike down the middle, 0-1. Jameson not drafted out of high school or out of college, rather, went to Fresno State. Began his career in 2021. Boy, he made three stops in 22, including here. Ground ball, right side, handled by Castillo, the first baseman. He will take it himself, and the inning will come to an end. But Greg Dykeman drives the ball out of the ballpark, and the Rockhounds will take the lead on Dykeman's third home run of the season. So we have played an inning and a half at Hodgetown, and our Village Car Wash score now reads the Rockhounds 1 and the Sod Poodles nothing.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck headquarters. We have half tons, three-quarter tons, one tons, two and four-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
There's something special at every Rockhounds home game. Tickets are two for the price of one every Tuesday. All you need is a coupon from any area Baskin-Robbins store. On Wednesdays, hot dogs are half price, made possible by Focus Care of West Texas. Gates open at 6 o'clock for Tuesday and Wednesday home games, with the first pitch at 6:30. You can check out all the details online at MidlandRockhounds.org.
David Leal going back for his second inning of work. He'll face the middle third of the Amarillo order. Juan Centeno, catcher by trade, designated hitter in this game. Saw Juan a year ago. Davison De Los Santos will bat in the, he's in the five spot of that second in the inning. And then Adrian Del Castillo, who is the catcher for the Sod Poodles. Rockhounds defensively in this game have Chase Calabuy again left field. Denzel Clark is in center. Lawrence Butler is patrolling right. Brett Harris is the third baseman. Daryl Herne is at shortstop. Second baseman is Cooper Bowman, and the first baseman is Logan Davidson. The catcher is Shane McGuire. Bottom of the second, first pitch, Leal. That'll get there. Inside half of the plate to Juan Centeno. Lefty-lefty matchup here. Only a couple of left-handed hitters in the lineup for the Sod Poodles. Pitch misses, maybe a bit up and in. One ball, one strike. Robbie Enriquez, who is the three-hitter in the order and closed the first inning, is the other lefty. So mostly a right-handed order against Leal. And a called strike. Got there about knee-high, 1-2. Centeno thought that might have been, I'm guessing, low. Juan very solid, hitting .311 through 17 games. Checks his swing on a pitch up, did not go. No, two balls and two strikes to count. Alex Nash, our home plate umpire, is the crew chief. Alex from Atascadero, California. Sean Sparling from Mountain Home, Idaho, is at first base. Trevor Matthews from Venice, Florida, at third. Pitch drops low. Count goes full. 3-2 to Centeno. Juan with a home run. 6 driven in. Always been interesting the way he sets up that wide open stance. He closes it up upon delivery. Swing and a miss, and he had a rip, but he's out on strikes. Well, David Leal has faced 4 batters. He has struck out 3. Jordan Lawler drilled a line drive to center field. There have been 2 really hard outs in this game. The other was Logan Davidson just a few moments ago. That line drive out to right. And here is Davison De Los Santos. Takes, and that's right down the chute, called strike. 84 miles an hour right down the middle. Leal into the 0-1, the pitch, breaking ball, down and away. Count goes 1-1. De Los Santos at 198. He has a couple of home runs. 7 driven in. Leal working at a nice pace. Delivery outside corner, but it's wide. Ball 2, 2-1. De Los Santos, boy, how many times do we say this? From Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic. Man, they play some baseball there. Pitch swung on it and laced to center. But Denzel is there. Boy, that is another hard out. Well, Greg Dykeman's home run, that too was an absolute line drive. And so that was clearly the hardest hit. But there have been 4 baseballs just scorched in this game already. Now Adrian Del Castillo, he is the catcher. Castillo at 205, a couple of home runs and 6 driven in. Leal's pitch, he'll back up over the inside edge, again about 84. Check me, Del Castillo, a left-handed hitter, that was not on the list. Pitch is inside for a ball, 1 ball, 1 strike. I sit corrected, there are 3 left-handed hitters in the order. Takes a backup pitch, boy, just got there, floated in at 71. The count is 1-2. Ooh, David gets the baseball. He's ready to go. Left-hander comes set, delivers that ball. Lined into right, that's a base hit. Lawrence Butler will make the play on a hop. Del Castillo gets the first hit for the Sod Poodles in this game. Solid single to right field. 1-2 out for Tim Tawa. Tim, the center fielder. You know, it was interesting. I thought I'm watching the baseball, of course, as Lawrence gets to it. And Del Castillo did not get to first base very quickly. It almost looked like Butler might have had a chance to throw. He slipped and almost hit the deck getting out of the batter's box. Tim Tawa, big swing and a miss on a pitch almost to the dirt off speed, but had good movement on it, 0-1. Tawa at 212, 3 homers, 13 driven in. Delivery from Leal. Boy, that'll get there. Again, fastball strike at 84. It's 0-2. And Tawa now will ask for his timeout. So he will reassess. 1 man on, 2 men down. Rockhounds 1. And the Sod Poodles nothing. 2 down, bottom half of the second. Pitch by Leal. Going just up and in. No reading on that one. That looked it. Looked to be an 84 at least. As the Carey brothers, Stephen and Chris, were sitting with me between innings, I told them about the 84 and a half over-under. Flamethrower, as they said. Chopper toward third, Brett Harris to play. He'll come to first. The throw is there, and the inning is over. So a 2-out base hit, but nothing to go with it. So the Greg Dykeman home run. Is the only run on the board early on here at Hodgetown in the Panhandle. Village Car Wash score through 2. Rockhounds 1. Sod Poodles nothing.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Midland, visit La Mirage, where you will experience luxury, style, and elegance. In Odessa, visit Andalusia and experience our state-of-the-art amenities. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at widener.com.
VIP Sports Getaway has an unforgettable experience in store for Dallas Cowboy fans. Enjoy the trip with friends and let VIP Sports Getaway take care of the rest. Our packages include your game ticket, hotel accommodations, transportation, and the ultimate Bill Bates tailgate party. It's a private, all-inclusive party with a catered meal and beverages directly across from the stadium. To find out more about our Cowboy packages, visit VIPSportsGetaway.com.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop. But you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
Rockhounds 1, Sox Poodles nothing. We go to the top half of the third. 9-1-2 in the Hounds order. Chase Calabrese will lead it off. And Cooper Bowman and Lawrence Butler. Just looking at the numbers, talking again with the Carey brothers who are, yeah, they're terrific. Back for their second year as the co-voices of the Sox Poodles from the remarkable care depth from that Carey family. Swing and a miss. 0-1 to Chase Calabrese. Chase has the average bumped up to 295. Three homers, 10 driven in. Had a home run on Sunday afternoon, did Chase. His other two coming in one game in Springfield. Takes down and in for the ball. It's 1-1. The Carries were telling me that Amarillo didn't hit all that many home runs. And, of course, with this ballpark as your home park, you should be among the league leaders. They are actually fourth in the league. They have 30. Hounds at 27. Swinging a fly ball left field, but this is not deep. Vicuña is there, and he will make the catch. So shallow left center field, even with a little bit of breeze. Chase, that ball looked like that pitch might have jammed him a bit. One up, one down for Cooper Bowman. On the first pitch of the ball game, Cooper popped out to the catcher, Adrian Del Castillo. Cooper at 2.07 coming into the game. Remains the league's leading base dealer at 15. It's one ahead of Luis Angel Acuna, who we just saw with Frisco. Pitch drops low for a ball. One ball and no strikes. And if I did not say, Lawrence Butler will follow here in the Rockhounds' third. Stretch and pitch by Hill. That's way up high for a ball. And the count goes 2-0 to Cooper. Right-handed hitter, he has a couple of home runs on the season, 13 driven in. Speed, of course, is maybe his calling card. That's ball three, and that's 3-0. And this is not a guy that you want to put on base. Cooper ready from the right side. Here's Jamison Hill with a delivery, and that is up high, ball four, and it's a four-pitch walk. So the burglar is on base, and one of the few cool things about this location is really anything having to do with first base is kind of fun. Throws from across the infield that you get a different kind of look at. But we also are looking right down at first base coach Juan Delaney, first baseman Castillo, base runner is Cooper Bowman, and our first base umpire is Sean Sparling. So we've got a good look. He might be taking off. Pitch to Lawrence Butler, a strike. Lawrence getting picked on. That's four pitches he's seen. They've all been strikes. And just watching down at first base. Chris, you see different things from different angles. Bowman will draw a throw. After that first pitch to home plate, Juan Delaney, of course, has the stopwatch in hand. And he turned and said something to Cooper, undoubtedly giving him the readout on the stopwatch. Now, delivery to first base, and delivery rather to the plate as Cooper leads off first. Expands the lead. Is he going? Nope. Pitch, check swing. That's appealable. They ask, boy, say you went. You don't see that one very often. The third base umpire is between the pitcher and the second baseman in this alignment. But he granted the appeal. It's 0-2. Just don't see that very often. So Lawrence continues to be picked on by the Sod Boodles right-hander. Hill comes set. Pitch to Lawrence just down and in. And the count goes 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Struck out looking his first time, did Lawrence. Didn't a streak anymore, but on base in 20 out of his last 21 ball games. Bowman takes the lead. Not a big one. Now extends it. Not going. Pitch. And that's up high ball two. One on, one out in the third. Castillo, of course, holding the runner on at first. Watch the lead here for Cooper. Get a different kind of look at him from this vantage point in terms of the base stealing and the lead. Pitch to Butler. Down and in ball three. So 0-2 is now 3-2. See if Bobby Crosby will send Cooper Bowman 3-2 to Butler. Is he running with one man down? Extends the lead a little bit, and he will draw a throw. That's the second throw over. Well, now you know that the odds are overwhelming, that the pitcher is not going to throw over to first base. So I don't know if that changes the thought process at all for the Rockhounds. And Bowman takes his lead. Not going. Pitch is swung on and sent out towards second. Might be two. Shortstop for one. Boy, I think he was off the bag. They didn't call him out. Going to call him out. 4-6 put out. Cooper Bowman is out. The ball had a large and loud crack of the bat, but was hit somewhat softly to the second baseman, Ryan Bliss. And he had to move maybe a step or two to his left, so the throw fairly long. Shortstop Lawler made the catch, stayed on the bag, but there was no throw to first. So Brett Harris, the batter, walked his first time. Butler now the base runner with two men down. Swinging a hard hit ball down the line, just wide of the bag, foul ball. And Brett pulled that down the third baseline and just missed extras. No balls to strike. Daryl Hernandez would be next here in the Rockhounds' third. Lawrence Butler has 8 steals. He has not been caught. Pretty good lead. Not going. Pitch to Brett. Swing and a miss. Boy, a late swing and miss by Brett Harris on an off-speed pitch down. It's 0-2. Hill gave up the one-out walk to Cooper Bowman. Two down now at 0-2, and Harris will ask for his time. Brett wearing the long blue sleeves under the orange Rockhounds jersey. Of course, those sleeves made out of different material these days than they used to be. Used to be for warmth. Pitch just down low. Smothered nicely by Del Castillo, the catcher. One ball and two strikes to count. Watching Castillo and Butler have a running conversation going on at first base between pitches. 1-2 to Harris. Here's the pitch from Hill. That ball hit hard to third base, and that will get down. Base hit right between third and short. De Los Santos, the third baseman, ranged to his left, reached down, could not get it. If Lawler had made the play, no way an out would have been made. So base hit to left field. Boy, again, good piece of hitting. Brett Harris got down 0-2, and that came up with a base hit. Said a few minutes ago, my goodness, this guy has been good. Brett Harris, in his last 9 games, came in with an on-base percentage of .500 exactly, hitting .424. He's 1-for-1 with a walk in this one. Now Hernandez, 2 on, 2 out. Darryl takes up high. Did he go? Nope, did not. No appeal. In fact, 1-0. Turned into it a little bit. Harris at first, Butler at second. Rockhounds with a 1-0 advantage on the strength of a home run by the guy on deck. Greg Dykeman homered in the second. Pitch swung on, popped up. That's right up over this location out of play. One ball and one strike to Darryl. Darryl Hernandez played in the Sunday game but was replaced by Jeremy Eierman early. Obviously, he is okay. He went 0-for-1 in that game. But Darryl has been really good. His last 15 games hitting better than .350. He is 0-for-1 in this one. Swings and he drives one left field. That is a line drive going to get out of here. That is a sidewalk souvenir, and the wind had nothing to do with it. That ball was ripped over the left center field wall. And that is a three-run home run for Darryl Hernandez. Third of the year, RBIs 15, 16, and 17. I guess the only question is if other ballparks that might have been off the wall. Again, that power alley is short, but that ball was a line shot. And I think it cleared the wall by enough that it would have been out of any ballpark in the Texas League. Darryl Hernandez with a three-run home run. And the Rockhounds on top 4-0 here in the third. Now Greg Dykeman, who lined a home run out of here to the left side of the batter's eye and said, woo, he takes up and in. Hello, how are you? Well, in the old days, that would have been a message pitch. I don't know if you see all that many anymore. And that was high and tight for sure. That was all heat. 0-1 stretch. Dykeman waits, takes down and in. Ball 2, 2-0. So the walk to Cooper Bowman, which turned into then Lawrence Butler, took his place in the fielder's choice. Brett Harris, that's still a key swing of the bat, a 1-2 single to extend the inning. Dykeman takes high, and the count goes 3-0. And then Darryl Hernandez just ripping the ball out of here. So for whatever the reason, Darryl came out of the game on Sunday. He's just fine, thank you. 3-0 count to Greg Dykeman. Activity will begin in the bullpen shortly, as swinging a foul back. Sod Poodle's starters have not gone deep at all. 13 out of 27 games, they have not gotten out of the fourth inning. Now, of course, some of that pitch limits and all that, but they have not gone deep in the game. Just swing and a miss, and the count goes full now to the Hounds DH. 3-2 to Greg Dykeman. We'll ask for his timeout. It is granted. Now steps back in. Bases, of course, emphatically have been cleared by the Hernandez home run. The 3-2 offering from Hill. Nuts up high, ball 4. So Greg Dykeman, a walk to go with a home run. And now here's Denzel Clark. And catcher Adrian Del Castillo is going to come out for a visit. And that will be joined here from the dugout, it appears. Tom Gorzolani, the pitching coach, yep, is going to join it. I'll assume that is Tom. He wears a windbreaker, but pitching coach out for a visit. Denzel Clark will be the batter. Mentioning that David Leal doing the pitching for the Rockhounds here this morning. Is it afternoon yet? No, not quite. I think I need it to be afternoon. Ryan Cusick was to have been the starter today, and I was asked between innings about that by one of the folks over in, I don't know, press row or what have you here. I don't know if there really is a press row, but David was a late addition. Ryan Cusick is scratched today. But no injury, he's just not feeling well. But David Leal has pitched 2 scoreless, and his team now has given him a 4-0 advantage. And the pitch is up and in for ball 1 to Denzel Clark. Then again, I would remind all of us, this is Amarillo, this is Hodgetown, and no lead is safe. And boy, that is true. Called strike, we're right down the chute. Called strike to Denzel. Bounced out first base to pitcher on a bunt attempt his first time up. Really good-looking bunt. Hill just made a good play. 1-on, 2-out. The pitch swung on, lifted high in the air. Right center fielder to carry a little, but I don't think enough. Nope, going to be short of the track and deep right center, and Tawa will tuck that away. Now, that one got a little air under it, and the wind, I'm sure, pushed a bit. But it stays well within play, and the inning is over, but a 3-run home run. By Darryl Hernandez, Rockhounds get 3 runs on 2 hits. A couple of bases on balls in the inning, no errors, and one man left on base. So to the bottom half of the third we go. Village Car Wash score leaves the Rockhounds 4, and the Sod Poodles nothing.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center. But there's much more. For lunch in an unforgettable setting, visit the Cafe at the Gardens, open Monday through Saturday from 11 to 2. And the Market at the Gardens is open on the first Saturday of every month from now to October. Aldridge also features patio furniture, home decor, and a gift shop with 17,000 square feet of unique items and gifts. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987. On Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
Imagine, you walk into work, turn on your computer, and are met with a message telling you that all your files are now encrypted. Your company has just been hit with ransomware. Every 14 seconds, a new organization will fall victim to ransomware. These and other cyber attacks cost businesses more than $75 billion a year. More than half of these attacks go undetected by antivirus software. Protect your business before it's too late. Call Hilliard Office Solutions for a free security review.
Hilliard Office Solutions early game trivia. I'm going to give you a couple of kind of cool firsts. One with a really, I think, a sidebar for the ages, at least for our neck of the woods. And David Leal, as mentioned, gets the start in Ryan Cusick's place. And the left-hander will face Nathan Castillo to lead it off. First baseman, right-handed hitter. First pitch, right down the middle, called strike at 83, 0-1. Hayes have made a couple of changes on the Rockhounds roster in the bullpen. At least the pitching staff swinging a foul back, and it's 0-2. Chase Cohen has been promoted to AAA. That is more than well-deserved, as we all know. Grant Holman and Jack Perkins are in the bullpen for the Hounds today. Pitch up and in for a ball. Both have just joined the club. Now, say this with a little twist of humor. We normally get transactions, and the A's have been really good about that, but I did not get these. So just saw those names on the lineup card. Pitch down and away for ball 2-2. And this, of course, is a morning game, so been here for a while. Got here about 7:15, I guess, and discovered right about 8 o'clock just the two names on the roster, so wanted to get the official word. Here's a ground ball to third, couple of sharp pops. Harris to play, the throw, and got him. That is the one cool thing about, and that is the only cool thing about this location, but throws from the left side of the diamond, you just get a different perspective. And sometimes, especially on a throw from third base to first, you realize that's a long way across the diamond. One out for Kevin DeCunha. Left fielder batting in the 9 spot. Best hitter in double A for average on deck, Ryan Bliss at the top of the Amarillo order. 4-0 Rockhounds in the third. David's pitch. That's a strike. That's interesting. I think DeCunha was going to call timeout. Maybe he thought the pitch clock was going to expire. He almost was out of the box, but took the pitch, and it was a strike. Leal delivers outside for a ball. Well, I started, and I will write an email to the good folks with Oakland in the player development department. But I started to write that out. Now, wait a minute. It's 8 o'clock here. It's 6 o'clock in the morning in Oakland. Boy, this is an interesting strike. The pitch was on the outside corner, got off the glove of catcher Shane McGuire. It deflected away, but still a called strike. You really don't see that very much. So 1-2 to DeCunha. Kevin at 143, but he has played in only a couple of games. He's 1-for-7. Leal comes set. The left-hander delivers that ball. Sent in the air to center field. Denzel with room and makes the catch. The line drive had something on it, but not a dangerous hit as it turns out. And here's Ryan Bliss. 385 batting average, leads all of double-A baseball. And so I will go ahead and send the email, and we'll double-check on the two additions and what else in addition to Chase going up to AAA. Boy, wish him well. It's just outside for a ball. His last game with the Rockhounds is pretty special, wasn't it? If you weren't with us on Saturday night, Chase started a triple play. Pitch by Leal, up and in. Backed him away at 84. 2-0 to Ryan Bliss. Triple play, and that catch was so good. I looked at it about 12 times. It got better every time. Pitch a big swing and a miss. Boy, Bliss had a rip. Comes up empty, two balls and a strike to the right-handed hitter. Ryan can run a little bit, has eight steals, four home runs, 19 driven in. That average is sensational. Swings and fouls it back, and it's 2-2. And for Chase Cohen, not only a guy who has been with the Rockhounds parts of three seasons, but boy, just one of those guys who accepted being back at Double A and is a swing and a pop foul back out of play. Spend more time, I'm sure, at the Double A level than he would like, but boy, from everything you know about him, good teammate, really, really good competitor, and he has looked outstanding here in 2023. So, Chase, keep it going at Las Vegas, and boy, thanks for the memories for your final as a Hound. Pitch swung on, popped in the air, playable, I think, first base. Logan Davidson looking up at the sun. That ball, woo, he caught that ball, looking right back into the sun. Again, in this case, pop up into shallow right field down the line is right below us and got a good look at Logan. Well, if you think making those catches is easy, and of course these guys have to. It's part of their job, but man, a lot of sun, a lot of wind on that one. Nicely handled by Logan. So we have played three innings in the sunshine and the breeze here in Amarillo, the first game of this six-game series. The Rockhounds on the long ball, a couple of home runs lead it, and we'll give you some numbers in a couple of moments. Our broadcast brought your way by Village Car Wash, and after three, Rockhounds on top, 4-0.
At Village Car Wash, we have one goal, to make your vehicle look its very best, and we've been doing it since 1969, more than 50 years. Village Car Wash also offers fuel, complete detailing, and 14-point oil changes. You'll find us at 604 Andrews Highway, open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 and Saturdays from 8 to 4. The best in the business for more than 50 years. Village Car Wash, Midland's first car wash.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Thanks for joining us for Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is brought your way by Oxy.
Hodgetown is a place for home runs. The Rockhounds have two of them in the first three innings of this game. Greg Dykeman's solo home run, top of the second, brings in the first run of the ball game, and Darryl Hernandez, a three-run shot, both balls really well hit. Three-run homer in the third. It's 4-0 Rockhounds as Logan Davidson leads off the inning. Logan takes up high for a ball, 1-0. He's 0-1, but he lined out and lined out sharply to right field his first time. Switch hitter batting from the left side against right-hander Jamison Hill. Logan takes down and into the shoe tops for a ball. The count goes 2-0. Shane McGuire and Chase Calabuig to follow here in the top half of the fourth inning. Rockhounds 4 runs, 3 hits, no errors, 4-3-0. Pitch swung on and popped in the air. Foul ball left side. That will get well out of play. 2-1 to Logan. Amarillo, no runs, 1 hit, no errors. Rockhounds have also received 3 bases on balls. One of those turned into a run. And the other of the 3 hits, that key two-out single by Brett Harris on a 1-2 pitch just before the Hernandez home run. Davidson takes inside. Count goes 3-1. 3 balls, 1 strike. Bright, sunshiny. I looked. Precisely afternoon. Okay, the brain will catch up now with the rest of the day. 12 o'clock high on a bright, sunny afternoon. Swinging a pop foul. Pop fly, rather. Shallow left. And that will be easily handled. Shortstop Lawler drifting out. So, Logan 0-2, although first swing was a really good one. And the batter is Shane McGuire. One of the other things, and other broadcasters have told me the same thing, when you look at this diamond, you are looking, again, straight out from the first base line. A little past the grass in right field. swing and a miss to Shane. It's 0-1 on anything hit in the air. If you're directly behind home plate, of course, you can see the direction of the ball. Here, it is really, for some reason, really dicey to get a good look at the ball as it's a left center, center, or even right center. McGuire takes down to the shoe tops. It's 1-1 to Shane. Bounced out to first base his first time up. But that's the joy of Hodgetown here. But man, Mother Nature has given us a beautiful day. Still wind anywhere from 15 to 21. And it is blowing outward. Pitch down and in. Ball 2-1. Both home runs, I think, would have been out of here anyway. They were just line drives. So 4-0 Rockhounds. First of a six-gamer. Teams will finish this game in this series with an afternoon game on Sunday. Pitch down and in. 3-1. The 7:05 the next three evenings. Stretch by the right-hander. Jamison Hill with the pitch. Shane swings and misses. Count runs full. 3-2. Mentioned Hilliard Office Solutions. A couple of kind of cool firsts. On this date, playing for the Rangers, Pudge Rodriguez, the Hall of Famer, did something for the first time in 1,915 games. Pitch down and in. Ball 4 at the shoe tops. That's 4-1 for Hill. Activity had started late in the third inning, but nobody warming right now. One on, one out for Chase Calabrese. Flew out to left field his first time up. Well, Pudge had done this 1,914 times, and on this date, he did something else for the very first time. I know that's horribly phrased. I really worked on it and couldn't come up with a better way. Called strike to Chase inside corner, 0-1. And what he did 1,914 times before, doing something slightly different, pitch was just inside 1-1. He would end up in his career, Texas and elsewhere, doing it 2,427 times, and was one of the best ever to do it. Plus, it's just fun to talk about Pudge because we had the great privilege of having him here for our winter sports banquet not long ago. Swinging a foul back, 1-2. Chase Calabrese. We were so fortunate. Pudge was to have been our guest speaker somewhere around, I think, 2016, 17, 18, something like that. I'm trying to remember now the year that he was here. But he had to postpone, but promised he would come back, and he did. He was a gentleman and man of his word. Pitch to the inside corner. Boy, Chase not happy about that. He is called out on strikes. Judging from the catcher's glove, a pitch that just got the inside edge. We're going to look on the replay here. Now, you know what? It was a fastball that just tailed a little bit, and yep, it got the inside corner. So Chase is out. Second strikeout for Jamison Hill. Top of the order now, Cooper Bowman. He is fouled out and walked. As it turned out, when Pudge was our speaker, pitch misses to Cooper. He had agreed to do it already, and then came the Hall of Fame vote. And so when Pudge was our guest speaker, our featured speaker at our winter sports banquet, he had been elected to the Hall all of, what, about 3 weeks before. Pitch called strike. Hill all of a sudden throwing almost nothing but strikes. Low 90s. 1-1 to Cooper. Shane McGuire on at first base with a walk. Two down in the fourth inning. 4-0 Rockhounds. Hill comes set. Bowman waits. Cooper from the right side takes way up high for a ball. 2-1. Again, Pudge Rodriguez did this 2,427 times. He'd done it 1,914 times before he changed up for the first time on this date. I know it's an awful trivia question, but it's neat to talk about Pudge. Pitch down and away for a ball. 3-1. Well, on this date with the Rangers, he played first base. He had not done that before. His previous 1,914 games in which he was a position player, of course, he was a catcher and one of the greatest ever. Pitch, boy, just inside. That's another walk to Cooper. So that will push McGuire to second base. Five walks, two strikeouts. And here's Lawrence Butler. He's 0 for 2, but reached on the fielder's choice and scored. In his career, we get a visit to the mound here from the catcher, Dale Castillo. Punch caught 2,427 games. By the way, Tom Gorzolani, the pitching coach, will again join this conversation. And I'm guessing somebody's going to start warming up because there's a catcher going down to the bullpen. 2,427 games behind the plate. What makes that so remarkable is that Pudge was always, of course, a tremendous hitter and an outstanding defender. Catchers take such a beating, such a pounding. It is physically so demanding. He played first base 8 times and actually moved to second base in an emergency once for the Rangers, but only 9 times, other than being a DH, only 9 times in his career did he do anything other than catch, and yet, well, the results, the career, just sensational. Didn't want to be a catcher. His dad was his coach when he was playing youth baseball, and his dad turned him into a catcher, and Pudge said he cried when he heard about it. I love that. Pitch up high for a ball, 1 ball, no strikes. But as it turned out, Dad was right. Now, Pudge wanted, I think he wanted to be a third baseman, wanted to hit home runs and play third base. He still hit a whole bunch of home runs, but made his living behind the dish. One of the greatest ever. Swing and a miss by Butler. Count goes 1-1. That evening, by the way, that particular sports bank, with that and the 2 appearances by Buck O'Neill, just 3 of my favorite non-baseball dates of all time in 30-plus years with our terrific franchise. Randy Velarde, our great friend, still lives in Midland, longtime major leaguer. Here's a swing and a miss. Thing kind of fell together by accident. Pudge didn't really do speaking as a featured speaker. He instead wanted to do a Q&A, which terrified me because I was one responsible for doing it. Randy joined us, and oh my goodness, just sensational. We'll never, ever forget that night. Pitch swung on, lifted high in the air to left center field. It does not have enough, I don't believe. Acuna there, and at the track, he'll haul it in. So, well hit ball by Lawrence. Runs out of steam. No runs or hits. No errors, and a couple of men left on base. Give me that other first when we come back. I think it is a really cool one with a sidebar that is also one of my favorites. 3.5 innings in the books. We're in Amarillo. Village Car Wash score, Hounds 4, Sod Poodles nothing.
The Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be great. Whether it's hitting a walk-off home run or making the next extraordinary line of vehicles, it takes drive and a commitment to excellence. That's just part of what has earned Ford F-Series the title of the best-selling truck in America for 45 years and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Texas Ford dealer today or shop online at texasford.com to get a great deal on a new Ford. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds. Based on 1977 to 2021 CUI total sales.
Olympus Properties offer luxury living in West Texas. 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes featuring modern finishes and amenities including resort-style pools, 24-hour fitness centers, tanning rooms, and more. At Sundance Creek in Midland, a Western vibe and modern comforts combine with resort-style indulgence. Take a virtual tour, schedule an in-person visit, and look for our move-in specials, all at OlympusProperties.com. Your home, our passion, Olympus Properties.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We're honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
Jordan Lawler leads it off. He's the shortstop for the Sod Poodles. Right-handed interfacing David Leal. First pitch. Maybe a little bit down and away. 1 ball, no strikes. Lawler lined out sharply to center field. His first time up. Denzel Clark calling it in. activity in the Amarillo bullpen, so Jameson Hill's day will be done. Here's a drive to left, and that is not coming back. High and deep left center field and gone. Lawler way out of here. It's 4-1. Welcome to Hodgetown. But all three of these home runs, the real deal. Well, Lawler really teed off on that. Got out in deepest left center field, probably center left center. Looked like, and I'm going to watch the replay, looked like an inside-out swing or at least a little bit of it. And Lawler with his fifth home run of the season. So five runs in this game, and they have all been brought across via the long ball. A swing, and that ball is hit. A base hit to center field up the middle by Robbie Enriquez. So three pitches into the bottom of the fourth inning. It's no longer 4-0. It's 4-1. So one man on and nobody down. The batter, Juan Centeno, who struck out his first time up. This, of course, the second time through the order. And the Hounds now will deploy the bullpen. Trey Schupak will begin to warm right below us. No trouble spotting who's warming for the Rockhounds. Well, I shouldn't say that. There are two guys I don't know if we have numbers for. And this ball is swung on and drilled to left by Centeno, and that ball is going to find the base of the wall. Calabweek makes a good play, and that will limit, wow, Centeno a single. First and third, nobody down, and here come the Sod Poodles. Single off the left field wall. Said Calabweek played it well. Played it really well. So, David, first three innings, he faced only 10 batters, gave up one base hit. But now it's back-to-back-to-back hits here in the fourth inning. So you wonder about, you know, Sod Poodles just talking it over and maybe comparing notes on how to better time swings in their plate appearance against the left-hander who does not throw hard. Pitched down and away to Davison De Los Santos. He lined out really sharply to center his first time up. Tying run at the plate in the last of the fourth inning. Leal comes set. Runners their leads. Pitch takes flight and it's fouled straight back. The count is 1-1. Said it very often about any game you play here. If you are leading, you never feel comfortable. You only really are convinced you get a win here until you get the box score about 10 minutes after the game. 1-1 pitch, and De Los Santos fouled that off. That was down in the zone. He took a swing at it and fouled it back. Davis and De Los Santos hitting 198, couple of home runs and seven driven in. Leal comes set, first and third. Still nobody down with a run across. Pitch by David, that is looped out and back at second base. It'll be gloved there by Cooper Bowman. Soft line drive, handled by Cooper. One man down in the inning. Batter is Adrian Del Castillo. He is the catcher through the first three innings. Had the only hit of the game for the Sod Poodles. He's 1-for-1, 205 average. Trey Schupak warming bullpen. I believe that is he who's doing the protective work. The bullpens are in play here, which is really unusual for ballparks built as recently as this one, opened in 2019. It's just high to Del Castillo for a ball, 1-0. San Antonio, which was in ballpark the Missions have called home since 1994, has bullpens in play. Fly ball. Left field, Calabweek there. Runner at third will tag. Catch is made, and the throw will come to second. So a sacrifice fly for Del Castillo, and it's a 4-2 game. Ball was plenty deep enough. So on the sacrifice fly, it is now a 4-2 game. Here comes Bobby, and I think that will be it. Trey Schupak will make his entrance. Yep, going to go to the bullpen. So, David, three really good innings to start this game. But the Sod Poodles catch up to him a bit here in the fourth. 3 2/3 innings, four base hits, two runs both earned. Did not walk a batter, struck out three, and is responsible, of course, for the remaining base runner on at first. Trey Schupak, the right-hander, will come out of the Rockhounds bullpen. Again, David in a substitute appearance, a fill-in start for Ryan Cusick. And he will give way to Trey Schupach. Again, the bullpen's in play here, and in San Antonio, the pitchers, as they are warming up along the side, they are throwing toward the outfield wall. Here, they are actually throwing in, when I say toward home plate, I mean just directionally. And so, several folks, a lot of the broadcasters in the league, kind of shake their head at that, why you build the stadium with bullpens in play, at least now. But they do, and they are. And from that bullpen, Trey Schupach is in. He'll face Tim Kawa with one on and two out. Well, 1999. This is a relief pitcher. He had made 552 relief appearances. And on this date, he made his first career start. Now, again, it comes after 552 relief appearances. That was a major league record. He pitched for the Yankees at that time. And he went on to a career in which he finished second all-time in most appearances by a pitcher. The only pitcher to appear in more games than this fella was Jesse Orozco, who appeared in 1,252 games. That's a lot of games. This gentleman, including his start on this date, appeared in 1,178. Now, you can Google him, but even then, you might not know the sidebar part and the second part of the sidebar part. And one more little touch of trivia. For now, here's Tim Kawa, runner at first, two men down, tying run at the plate, Trey's pitch. Right down the middle, called strike. 0-1. Trey Schupach out of the Rockhounds bullpen in the fourth inning. Tim Kawa bounced out to third base, his first time up. Swings and misses here, and a pitch down and away. Fastball at 91, so an 0-2 count quickly. The right-hand hitting center fielder for Amarillo. 4-2, Rockhounds lead this game. Trey Schupach making his ninth appearance, a 3.77 earned run average, very respectable. Right-hander set and delivers, up high for a ball, 1-2. Base runner is Juan Centeno. He's a catcher. He'll run every once in a while. He has a couple of steals. So not a base stealer per se, but can go. The 1-2 pitch, and that ball is hard hit at third. And again, it's Brett Harris who goes the short way this time. Cooper Bowman covers, and the inning is over. So the 5-4 putout will end the inning, but the Sod Poodles come up with a pair, including the third home run of this game. This one, solo shot from Jordan Lawler. So Lawler's home run cuts into the lead. And the Sod Poodles add a second run in the inning after four complete Village Car Wash score. The Rockhounds 4 and the Sod Poodles 2.
If you love HEB but don't always have the time for shopping at HEB, try our always free curbside. Let us cherry pick the produce, get selective with the seafood, choose the choicest cut beef, and gather your groceries galore. Because when it comes to bringing the best to your door, no store does more. Download the My HEB app today and start shopping at HEB, where curbside is always free. Online prices may vary from add-in store. See HEB.com for details.
The game goes into overtime. But the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Rockhounds 4, Sod Poodles 2. We go to the top half of the fifth inning. For the halves, it'll be Brett Harris to lead it off. Brett with a walk and a base hit in this game. Check the new man on the mound for the Sod Poodles here. Doing about three things between innings here. Doing a quick adjustment. So Jackson Goddard on the pitch. Both starters now out of the ball game. And Harris leads it off. Goddard with the delivery. A little bit up and in, maybe. Get a one ball, no strike count. There we go. They have offered us a nice and different audio source here. I was trying to connect to it between innings. Now I think we've got it. This pitch swung on and fouled straight back. One ball, one strike. Brett Harris, Darryl Hernandez, and Greg Dykeman here in the Rockhounds' fifth. Hilliard Office Solutions trivia. Extending a little bit here. We're looking for a reliever. One guy who was good for a long, long time. Pitch right down the middle. Called strike to Brett. One and two. Harris had a two-out single in the third inning. And it came with a 1-2 count and two men down. It turned out to be really big because Darryl Hernandez followed with a three-run home run moments later. One ball, two strikes to count. Harris leads it off here in the fifth. Brett swings a little bouncer toward first. That'll be handled. Pitcher will have to cover, but Goddard got there in plenty of time. Brett retired for the first time in this game. 3-1 goes the putout. That will be Darryl Hernandez, had a three-run home run, and boy, that is the difference in this game. Mention this fella, he had made 552 relief appearances and made his first ever big league start on this date. 552 relief appearances before your first start, that is an all-time major league record. Went on to appear in 1,178 games overall, second all-time. Pitch called, strike outside, corner to Darryl, 0-1. Hernandez flew out to right in the first inning and a three-run home run in the third. Jackson Goddard out of the bullpen here in the fourth inning for Amarillo. Pitch swung on and popped foul, but it'll get out of play. 0-2 the count. Greg Dykeman waiting in the on-deck circle for the Rockhounds. We're somewhere in that vicinity. Jackson Goddard 1-0 with a 9 ERA, making his seventh appearance. ERA appears a little higher than what the other numbers might suggest. Pitch swung on, foul back, count stays 0-2. Seven innings, nine hits, five walks, nine strikeouts. That doesn't seem to add up to a 9 ERA, but that's what the book says. 0-2 to Hernandez. Darryl, right-handed hitter. Homer was his third, RBIs 15, 16, and 17, and he takes up high for a ball, 1-2. Every reliever we're talking about. And a long time in the big league, second all-time behind Jesse Orozco in appearances. Stretch and pitch fouled straight back again. It's 1-2. And that pitcher who made his first start on this date is Mike Stanton. Now, if that name doesn't jump off the page at you, and it actually might if you are with us from the Permian Basin, Mike Stanton went to Midland High School. Pitch drops down and away. That's ball two, 2-2. Ended up making 1,178 appearances as a major league pitcher, second all time. The guy who was eighth on that list, and I know I use this trivia often, but I think it's so cool, and the odds are remarkable. Pop foul out of play. Count stays 2-2. Renee is doing some battle here. Mike Timlin, who grew up in Midland, went to Midland High School about the same time. He is eighth all-time with 1,059 games pitched. Two of the top eight all-time pitched down and away. Didn't miss by a whole bunch. Crowd grumbles. 3-2. This will be the ninth pitch. Hernandez will see. But to have two guys in the top eight all-time in big league pitching appearances to come from the same high school? Amazing. Swing and a fly ball. Right field, not deep. Enriquez is there. And he's got it for the out. That wind, again, continues to blow out, but not enough to help there. So Darryl, 1-for-3, but the one was a big one, the three-run home run. Two down now for Greg Dykeman, who has a solo home run in this game. Before we put this away, mentioned Mike went on to make 1,178 big league appearances, got his first ever start on this date, and his 553rd appearance overall. It's way up and into Dykeman. Goddard throws hard. That was 95 miles an hour. Right-hander. The bullpen, by the way, has been a strength of the Sod Poodles. Starting pitching has not. This pitch swung on center of the air, right field, but again, not deep. Enriquez plenty of room, and he's got it for the out. And the Rockhounds will go in order. here in the fifth inning. So the quick start, but just a two-run ball game. I'll give you the trivia answer right on the other side of this break. Mike Stanton, 1,178 big league appearances. We mentioned he made his first start in this state. In his career, how many starts did Mike Stanton make? The answer coming up. We're midway through the series opener. A sunny afternoon here in the Panhandle. Village Car Wash score, Hounds 4, Sod Poodles 2.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're bonding there.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry, and the Midland Reporter-Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the ONG news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision-makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter-Telegram, delivering life every day.
Bottom of the fifth inning, and Nathan Castillo will lead it off. Down and away for ball one from Trey Schupach. Got the last out of the fourth inning, in relief of David Leal. It opens now the fifth inning, 4-2 the score. Swing fly ball, right field. Wind is pushing, but Lawrence Butler is there, and he's got it short of the track, in fact, in right field. Breeze right now between 15 and 18 miles an hour, so anything hit in the air gets maybe a little bit scary, but that ball did not have enough. So one up and one down, and here is Kevin Vicuña. Flew out to fairly deep center field his first time up. Gave the ball a bit of a ride. Takes down and away from Trey for ball one, one ball, no strikes. Mike Stanton, second all-time. Big league appearances on the mound, 1,178 of them. There's a swing and a miss, 1-1. On this date, made his first ever start. Never made another one. 1,178 appearances, one as a starter. Pop up, right side, shallow into right field. Bowman out, Butler in. It'll carry to Lawrence. He's got it. A tall pop up into shallow right field. Two men down, and here is Ryan Bliss. 0-for-2 is the league and double A's leading hitter. Struck out swinging against David Leal in the top, or in the first inning rather, and fouled out first bases last time. Sends a base hit down the left field line. Over to cut it off is Calabuig. That'll be easily a double though for Bliss. Well, we get a look at the, boy, good swing. Get a second look at this ball hit down the left field line. That's going to bring the tying run to the plate, and it's the guy who homered in the last inning to put the Sod Poodles on the board. Going to get a look at this. It looked like from here, looked inside. Let's see. Yeah, it was, although it got a lot of the plate. So Ryan Bliss, well, you know you're having a heck of a season when you're 1-for-3 and your average goes down. Now Jordan Lawler, he has hit it hard twice. Lined out to center and lined one out of the ballpark. Swings and fouls one back, 0-1. Hounds with a run in the second, a three-run home run in the third. Lawler's home run leading off the fourth inning made it 4-1. Then a couple of singles and a sacrifice fly made it 4-2. That's where we stand. Runner in scoring position. Lawler takes a strike off speed pitch, and the count goes 0-2. Jordan hitting just 174 coming in, but home run was his fifth. RBI's 14 and RBI number 14, I should say. Pitch up high for a ball. Count goes to 1-2. Robbie Enriquez on deck for the Sod Poodles here in the fifth. Shupak comes set. Looks at the runner. Pitch to the plate. Pop in the air, left field, not deep. Calabrese coming on, sunglasses glistening, and he hauls it in. So three fly balls and the double, but in this case the two-bagger, no damage, no runs on a base hit, no errors, and a man left on base. So we're 5 innings into this series opener, and we'll give you some fast stats in just a couple of moments, a look at the ball game so far. Through five, Village Car Wash score. Hounds on top of the Sod Poodles, 4-2.
The Whataburger Sweet and Spicy Bacon Burger is an all-time favorite. It brings so many flavors together in harmony, you might wonder if it's greater than the sum of its parts. It's got two all-beef patties, both of which fantastic. Crispy bacon, love that. Grilled onions, melty cheese. I mean, who could say no? And sweet and spicy pepper sauce. Yes, please. I guess we're kind of partial to every part. The sweet and spicy bacon burger from Whataburger. Just like you like it.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Take the afternoon off and binge watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Thanks for joining us for Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is brought to you by your Texas Ford dealers.
A little t-shirt toss going here. Yeah, Stephen and Chris, the Carey brothers, the co-radio voices here, really, they're terrific. They're young guys, but they're just outstanding. We just have to get them out of their shells, a little less shy. Oh, yeah, right. But there are kids, of course, in attendance. It's Kids Day today, and so the T-shirt toss guys having a little extra fun with that, cranking things up. And we go to the top of the sixth inning. Rockhounds 4 and Amarillo 2. And it is warm and breezy. Not really. It's going to get into the 90s before the day is over. We're still in the mid-80s. Wind is a factor, blowing straight out at 16-plus. And Denzel Clark leads it off. Takes down and away for a ball, 1-0. Darryl 0 for 2. Tried to bunt his way on in the second. It was a good bunt, but a better defensive play by starter Jamison Hill. Flew out to deep center his last time. Takes one. Ball pops into the glove for a called strike. Knee-high outside edge. Denzel Clark, Logan Davidson, and Shane McGuire. 6, 7, and 8. In the Rockhounds order. Pitch is fouled straight back. Count goes 1-2. Rockhounds lead the game 4-2. Rockhounds 4 runs on 3 hits. And Amarillo has 2 runs on 5 base hits. Game has been errorless. Hounds also have 5 walks in this game. Bouncer foul right at the plate, maybe on the shoe top of Denzel. Count stays 1-2. Solo home run, Greg Dykeman leading off the second. 3-run home run, Darryl Hernandez in the third. Solo home run by Jordan Lawler leading off the bottom of the fourth for Amarillo. And 2 singles and a sack fly, bringing home the second run. Pitch is up high, 2-2. Adrian Del Castillo with a sacrifice fly. 4-2 score. First meeting of the year between these clubs. The called third strike. Boy, and Denzel in some disbelief, but he is out on strikes. We'll see if we get a second look at that on the replay. Third strikeout of the game. Going to get a second look in slow motion. Let's see where this pitch ends up. Well, Denzel, that pitch was an upper edge strike at least, but a strike it is. And a big swing and a miss by Logan Davidson. Logan 0 for 2, although he hit the ball just on a line to right field his first time up and then flew out to the shortstop. A pop out his last time up 0 for 2. Swings a line, drive, base hit, right field, Logan Davidson. Man, this is really cool to see. I don't know that Logan has had a stretch consistently quite the way he has of late. He's 1-for-3 in this game, is Logan. So he is 18 for his last 49. And, well, I mean, that's just a tinge over 360. 12 games, and that spans better than 3 weeks. Here's Shane McGuire, takes a strike on the inside edge of 93. It's 0-1. Shane, a bounce out and a walk in two trips. Jackson Goddard came on in the fourth and got a 1-2-3 inning, the fifth, I should say. Pitching now here in the sixth inning. Davidson the lead, pitch foul back off Shane McGuire's bat. Count is 0-2. David Leal went the first 3 2/3 for the Rockhounds, so Trey Schupak is the pitcher of record for the Hounds. Starter Jamison Hill still for the Sod Boodles. McGuire waits, strong throw to first. Davidson diving back in. 0-2 to McGuire, one on and one out, top of the sixth. Chase Calabuig on deck. Pitch to Shane is putt foul. That'll get out of play. Teams will play evening games the next four. And they will wrap up this series Sunday afternoon. Hounds are back home a week from today. In fact, we'll be playing baseball right now at Momentum Bank Ballpark a week from today. Second of our kids' days. Pitch swung on, pop foul. That'll get over the roof off up to the left side of the ballpark. Still 0-2. Hounds will face the San Antonio Missions beginning next Tuesday. McGuire, yet another 0-2 count. Davidson, a solid lead at first, not going. Pitch to Shane, down and in at the shoe tops. One ball and two strikes. Don't know about a pitching matchup tomorrow. Not sure about where Ryan Cusick will be reinserted into the rotation once he is feeling better. Pitch to McGuire. Boy, that just missed. Maybe up and in at 95. And sometimes really tough to tell. Not much movement from the catcher's glove. Pitch might have been a bit high. This pitch swung and popped foul again. Shane got down to the count 0-2. He's worked it full with 3-2 strike foul balls. Worked it to 2-2, I should say. Shane 238 coming into the game. Left-handed hitting catcher takes down and in ball three. Full count now. So decision time for Bobby Crosby. Do you send Logan Davidson? Logan takes the lead off first. Castillo holds him. Runner goes. Pitcher swung on line drive right field. The pitch fair. It's gone. And it is both. That is a two-run sidewalk souvenir for Shane McGuire. He is first to the double-A level, and what a terrific at-bat that was. That was 0-2. He fouled off 3 2-strike pitches, ran it full, and drove it out of here. Shane McGuire with a home run. The Rockhounds have regained a 4-run advantage. Logan Davidson was running with that pitch, but he didn't have to run much after that. He can jog at a nice pace the rest of the way. It is now a 6-2 game. All six runs coming on home runs for the Rockhounds here in Amarillo. And now here's Chase Calabuig. He's swinging, rips the ball to center field, but it's going to get caught. That ball is shot, just a shot, and Tawa hauls it in. Chase is 0 for 3, but boy, there have been some hard outs in this game, both teams. Top of the order, Cooper Bowman. Cooper 0 for 1 and has walked twice. Bases empty, two men down in the inning. Hope I said that correctly. Pitch down and away for ball one. Ball one to the Rockhounds second baseman. Cooper straight away in the right-hand box. Pitch is up and away for ball two. Two balls and no strikes. Lawrence Butler would be next here in the sixth. There are two men down. A little bouncer toward the third baseline, but that'll be foul. In fact, Bobby Crosby will make that play. So two balls and a strike. Rockhounds as a team are a home run away from the home run cycle. Now the one to fill it in is the toughest one to get. That's the Grand Slam. But they have a solo, a two-run, and a three-run home run. Do the Hounds as a team. from Greg Dykeman, Shane McGuire, and Daryl Hernandez, respectively. Pitch was high, ball 3-3-1. Goddard's pitch, Cooper takes, boy, and another walk. So Cooper Bowman on at first base, two men down. I would almost want to put 27 cents at two Cheerios box tops down that he will run here. And that's going to bring another visit to the mound, and we do have activity in the bullpen, but I think this again is Tom Gorzolani, the pitching coach. Cooper Bowman, by the way, has an interesting streak going, and we kind of kid about this all the time. You can have a 50-game hit streak and have 50 hits. Well, Cooper has hit in seven games in a row, and he's 7 for 30. Has hits in 11 of 12 games and has 11 hits. He's also now drawn three bases on balls in this game, so he has seven walks over that his last now eight games. You'd just love to see, and we talked earlier about that 250 mark being such a really good foundational number, a good watermark, if you will. And boy, you'd love to see Cooper get to that because he is so dangerous on the base paths. Hitting 207, he's the league-leading base stealer. Lawrence Butler takes up high as the conversation over on the mound. Lawrence 0 for 3. Blew out to deep left his last time. Upright stance, left-handed hitter, swings and he drives one. Center field, it is high and deep, got a chance, it is gone! Sidewalk souvenir, Lawrence Butler drives it out of the yard. That got out in deepest left center field in the power alley. That's a two-run home run. Rockhounds doing their impression of the 1927 Yankees. That's four home runs, all eight runs on the strength of the long ball. So of the nine guys in the lineup, four have hit home runs. Boy, and that pitch was middle out. And he launched it. I must remind myself or ask the guys tomorrow, going to get a pitching change here. Where that ball went out is left of straightaway center. Straightaway center is 400 feet here. And the batter's eye is straight and very, very wide. It goes much wider from center field to the right side than it does to the left. And just off the left side of the batter's eye here, there is basically a corner where two straight fences meet one another, the center field fence and the left field fence. And I believe, if I recall, that is the deepest part of the ballpark. And that's where two of the three home runs have gotten out. Actually, three of the four, I should say. Greg Dykeman, that was a little more to the power alley. Or was it Hernandez? Yeah, Hernandez was more to the power alley. Dykeman and Butler were just left of basically a straightaway center into that corner area and clearing the wall. But, boy, all four home runs have really been hit hard. So a left-hander on to pitch, as Jake Rice will get the call out of the Amarillo bullpen. Jackson Goddard had a 1-2-3 fifth inning. But here in the sixth, boy, the Rockhounds, again, continue to bust loose. Eight runs across in this game. They are all on home runs. So Rice on in the sixth. The base is emphatically cleared. It's an inning and two-thirds for Jackson Goddard. He gives up just three base hits, but two of them are home runs. So he'll give up four runs. They are all earned. He walked one and struck out one batter. And Jake Rice is on to pitch. Look at Jake's numbers as he will come on here, and he'll face Brett Harris. Brett is 1-for-2 with a single, a bounce out, and a walk. Jake Rice has struggled. He has a 13.5 ERA in nine appearances. And bases on balls have really been the issue. He's given up only six base hits in eight innings, but he's walked eight, struck out 12. That really shouldn't equate to 13.5, but apparently it does. Here's Brett. Takes just maybe off the inside corner. One ball, no strikes. Rockhounds eight. And the Sod Boodles two after Amarillo cut it to 4-2. to come back, and here's a line shot by Harris, and that ball is over the head of the left fielder, bangs off the base of the wall. Vicuña trying to get there. Stand up double, Brett Harris just drilled that thing. That ball may have almost been within Vicuña's reach. I'll see if I get a second look that way. But it was hit over his head, and he just did not have time to get back to get it. So Jake Rice has thrown two pitches and has given up a double. And Brett Harris, when we talked about how good he's been, he will get a call to Las Vegas before too long and be the guest. It's just a question of when there's a position. And obviously, Brett is a guy you want him to play virtually every day. Basically, no minor leaguer will be an everyday player, but as close to it as you get. And we'll see. Here's a ball hit off the bat of Darryl Hernandez. That's opposite way. That's got a chance. He's got a two-home run game. Sidewalk souvenir, Darryl Hernandez. My goodness. Rockhounds have their third two-run home run of this inning. That one to right field. Got to get a second look at that. That was an inside-out swing by Hernandez. And that ball got out of here. It is 10-2 Rockhounds on five home runs. And the batter is Greg Dykeman. He has the first of them, the only solo home run. Pitch down and in for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Hounds have batted around in the sixth. It was 4-2 when this inning began. It is 10-2 on three swings. It's way up high for a ball. Two balls and no strikes. So welcome to Hodgetown. Way up and in ball three. Three balls, no strikes. This inning started with a called third strike on Denzel Clark. The only other out was a line drive to center by Calabwegan, and he ripped that. And that pitch is high, and that's ball four, and the Hounds have batted around, and then some. So Denzel, how many times do you see it, by the way? The guy who starts the inning can sometimes end it as well. Denzel, a strikeout victim his first time up. Boy, the Hounds rolling into town, and the guys who have not been here before, I'm sure, have heard stories from their teammates. But boy, this is a hitter's park, and it's not deep here. It is a home run hitter's park for sure. The swing and a shot ripped at third and gloved by De Los Santos. Well, Denzel does indeed start and end the inning. That ball was absolutely laced. It almost pushed him back. I'm going to watch again real quick before we break away. Boy, yeah, that ball was teed off on, and De Los Santos made the catch, and they kind of leaned back after doing so. But the Rockhounds put six on the board on three two-run home runs in the top of inning number six. Village Car Wash score, Hounds 10, Amarillo 2.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speeds start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month. All in with no hidden fees or contracts, plus a guaranteed two-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected. Today.
Synergy Cinema and Entertainment. As much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. Unleash your inner skills in a fun, fast-paced game of laser tag and crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to synergy.com.
We go to the bottom half of the sixth. The Rockhounds 10 and Amarillo 2. Now, if you're feeling nice and comfy, let me quickly get you out of that. This is Hodgetown, and during their last homestand, Sod Poodlesy raised a 6-run and a 10-run deficit against Frisco, and Frisco is a good ball club. So, we shall see No such thing as a comfort zone in this ballpark. Trey Schupak delivers and finds the plate to Robbie Enriquez, 0-1. Three, four, and five in the order as Enriquez sends the 0-1 delivery straight back in the count 0-2. Robbie, 1-for-2, struck out looking in the first inning against David Leal, singled and scored in the fourth inning. When he scored the only run not coming on a home run in this game. He sends it into the left field toward the line. Inside out swing, almost a volley. It's going to go all the way into the corner. Chase will track that down, but an easy stand-up double for Enriquez. Well, that was an 0-2 pitch, and that was a really good at-bat because 0-2, he didn't try to do too much with it. Let's see if we get a second look at Enriquez. Almost looked like a three-quarter swing. Left-handed hitter sent it the opposite way into the left field corner. One on and nobody out for Juan Centeno. Juan, a single that helped set up the second run for Amarillo in the fourth inning. Had a wide-open stance upon setup. Closes it upon the delivery. Pitched down to the dirt for ball one. One ball and no strikes. Sod Poodles are 13-14 on the year. They are 6-6 at home. Pitch swung on and missed. Centeno out in front maybe a little bit. One ball, one strike. The Hounds are now 15-12. And with their 4-6 series victory over the Rough Riders, Frisco, backed out of 500, actually at 500, first time at home. Line drive, center field, base hit. Take nothing for granted in this ball game. That scores a run, and it is 10-3. Also remind you that the two huge comebacks, well, one substantial and one huge, that the Sod Poodles pulled off against Frisco, they wiped out a 10-run deficit without benefit of a home run. Or if there was, there was only one. There was only one home run hit in that game, in which a 10-run deficit went away. And that's really surprising for this park. But again, it lends itself to offense all the way around. Pitch down low for a ball to De Los Santos. Davis an 0-for-2. He's lined to center and looped out to second base. So 10-3 the score in the sixth inning. Pitch down and away for a ball. The count, one ball, one strike. Of course, I'm sure the hitters have heard from the guys who have been here before about this ballpark, and I'm sure the pitchers have heard from their fellow pitchers about this ballpark. Pitch from Trey. Popped up right side, toward foul ground. Lawrence Butler giving a look, but he will run out of room, and it's one ball, two strikes, ball into the seats. So it's one-on-one in, nobody out. A 1-2 count to Davison De Los Santos. Adrian Del Castillo, the catcher on deck. Pitched by Schupak, fouled back. Count stays 1-2, a ball and two strikes. Trey Schupak coming on in the fourth inning of this game. No activity now in either bullpen. Set by Schupak, pitch to the plate. That is bounced toward third. Harris charges, makes the play up. Come to first. Boy, it's going to be close. Got him by a half step. Advancing down to second is Centeno. So, while it's still a lopsided game, that at least pushes a runner into scoring position with the first out of the inning. And the batter is Adrian Del Castillo. The other thing, again, anything at first base is really interesting from this broadcast location. It really is. And plays at first, that one would have looked like a complete bang-bang, I think, from behind home plate. Swinging a foul ball straight back to Del Castillo. Del Castillo's had a good game. He has a single and a sac fly. That play a moment ago was close. De Los Santos hustled, but he was out by that half step. But it was pretty clear. Little tapper again, and knocked down by Schupak to make the play. Throws to first for the out. Good throw there by Trey. Good job staying with it. Del Castillo, a bouncer back through the box, and Schupak knocked it down. will be frequent times when you see a pitcher maybe hurry that throw a little bit, but he made a good one. Runner at third, but with two men down, here's Tim Tawa. He has bounced out to third base and bounced into a fielder's choice. Tawa, right-handed hitter at 212. He's the Amarillo center fielder. Hard hit ball up the middle, and it's knocked down by Cooper Bowman. Retreats, throws, and not in time. Run will score. RBI single. What an effort by Cooper Bowman. But it is 10-4. Tawa with his 14th RBI of the season. What a great effort by Bowman. He ranged to his right up the middle. Got a glove on it, backhanded. The ball popped in the air. He retrieved it. I'm going to watch again here. Slid, and the ball, as he retrieved it, he had to range about 6 feet to his right. Stayed with it. And here's a check swing strike to Nathy Casillo. Nathy, first name is kind of cool. N-E-Y-F-Y. It's pronounced Nathy. 0-1 to count on the appeal. Check swing. But Bowman still made that a close play at first base. Pitch, just missed from Shupak. One ball, one strike. And sometimes tough to tell from our angle where that missed. But an RBI single nonetheless, despite the excellent effort. Castillo, right-handed hitter, waits, and he takes him. Boy, that just, again, missed. Not real sure from here. Sodboodles, a couple of runs on a double and two singles in the inning. Hound scored six in the top of the inning on 3 2-run home runs. Pitch, that does get there. Strike called. Knee high. 2-2. Castillo at 167. He's played in 20 games. Shupak's pitch. That is swung on and lifted high in the air down the left field line. Fair or foul? And it is a foul ball. Boy, tough to tell on them. High drive down the left field side. Got on the concrete concourse they have. And this ballpark in that left field corner. That was close, but it was a foul ball. So jogging back to first base, Tim Tawa, who was off on contact and got almost all the way around to third base by the time that ball decided to touch down in foul ground. 2-2 to Castillo, second time. Tupac stretches. Comes set, delivers. Pitch down and away. Ball three. Of course, you don't like giving runs back after your team puts a bundle on the board, as the Hounds did in the top of the inning. Looks like activity shortly in the bullpen. Francisco Perez will begin to warm. Runner goes on 3-2. Pitch fouled back. We'll do it again with the count full and one on, two out. So Perez will begin to loosen right down below us. William Simonite doing the catching duties, and we'll see who gets to be the armed guard. Making sure that pitcher's back is protected. Pitcher swung on, popped up. Right side of the infield. Logan Davidson, he will glove it. So the inning will come to an end. Castillo pops out for the Sodboodles, almost said Rough Riders. Sodboodles come back with two runs on three base hits, no errors. They will strand one base runner. So six innings in the books. Pitch clock notwithstanding, playing at about a three-hour pace here. But once again, where are we? Yep, we are in Amarillo. I will answer my own question. We're at Hodgetown, and after six complete, lots of offense on the board. Village Car Wash score, Hounds 10, Sodboodles 4.
VIP Sports Getaway is the official transportation provider for the Rockhounds, and they can be your getaway too. Cowboy fans, check out our packages for the 2023 season. They include your game ticket, hotel accommodations, transportation, and the ultimate Bill Bates tailgate party. It's a private, all-inclusive party with a catered meal and beverages. VIP Sports Getaway offers Rangers baseball packages too. To find out more, visit VIPSportsGetaway.com.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck headquarters. We have half tons, three-quarter tons, one tons, two and four-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
There's something special at every Rockhounds home game. Sundays are family days with the Hounds. Get five tickets for just $25 with a coupon from the Saturday edition of the Midland Reporter Telegram. Family Sundays are made possible by Academy Sports and Outdoors and by All American Chevrolet of Midland. Game time is 1 o'clock at Momentum Bank Ballpark. You can check out all the details online at MidlandRockhounds.org.
Top of the seventh inning, Logan Davidson leads it off for the Rockhounds against the left-hander Jake Rice. We have one of those terrific propositions coming up here. We're going to have a pitcher come into the game for the Rockhounds, and we have an idea. Well, actually, I do know who that is. Ready, time was called briefly, and something had to be taken care of down by the bullpen and left. Now we're ready to go. Logan takes, called strike 0-1. Now that's Shohei. But again, two pitchers have been added to the Rockhounds roster, and we don't have uniform numbers for either of them, so if either comes in, it'll be a toss of the coin to figure out who it is. Pitch swung on and missed, 0-2. Logan 1-for-3. He has one of those outs in this game, a really hard out line drive to right field. Back in the second, he popped out the shortstop and is singled. 1-for-3, fouls this one back. So still 0-2. Shohei Tomioka is warming for the Rockhounds in this one. Jack Perkins and Grant Holman have joined the Rockhounds. Chase Calabrese promoted to Triple A. We'll check the other roster move. Pitch up and away for a ball. Count 1-2 to the Rockhounds first baseman. Logan, three home runs on the year. They all came in the Frisco series, including back-to-back. Saturday and Sunday had home runs, did Logan. Rice is set. His pitch way up high. Count goes 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hounds in the bright orange jerseys. Looks appropriate for this sunshiny afternoon. The swing and a pop-up coming our way. This ball going to get out of play. Boy, I don't know that it is. No, it's going to be caught. Boy, that's nicely handled by Castillo. First baseman made the play. Again, tough to tell distance coming right at us high in the air, but Castillo made the play out in front of the Rockhounds dugout on the first base side. Nicely handled. One up, one down for Shane McGuire. Well, Shane's had a really good day here in Amarillo. He did bounce out in the second inning. He walked in the fourth and hit his first double-A home run, a two-run shot in the fifth. Picks up high for a ball from Jake Rice. So Shohei continues to warm down below us. Calvin Coker gets the job to guard the catcher's back, actually, not the pitcher's. Pitch misses here. 2 balls, no strikes to McGuire. Shane, left-handed hitter against the left-hander. Rice delivers. Pitch got there right down the chute, called strike 2-1. Hounds 10, Sod Poodles 4. 6 home runs in this game. Swing and a miss. Boy, took a rip at a 92-mile-an-hour fastball, did Shane McGuire. Jake Rice came in, gave up a double and a home run. First two batters he faced, and the last out of the sixth was a scorched line drive by Denzel Clark. Ball lifted into right, coming on is Enriquez. He's been busy. He'll make the catch in right field again for the out. Two men down for Chase Calabrese to face Jake Rice. Jake out of Kennesaw State, and it was a ninth rounder, in fact, in 2021 by the D-backs. He's a native of Alabama from Birmingham. Sod Poodles in bright white uniforms, trimmed in red caps, red numerals. stretch and pitch. Boy, high strike to Calabuig. It's 0-1. 7 of the 9 Rockhounds have reached base. The two guys who have it are Chase is one of them, Denzel the other, Denzel Clark. They've hit it hard. Swing and a miss. Fooled that time with a good changeup. 0-1 count. Make it 0-2 now to Chase. No balls, two strikes to the Hounds left fielder. Came in at 295. He's, you know, a little bit of a tear of late. Although 0-for-3 in this one. His last out was a hard hit ball. Pitch up and away, 1-2. A couple of the guys, the official scorer here was a couple of us in the just in the press box and visiting right before the ball game. And pitch swung on, popped back out of play. I was saying he thinks Chase Calabuig has more at-bats in this ballpark than a lot of the guys who played for the Sox Poodles. That's a bit of a stretch, but, yeah, he has a good number of them, that's for sure. A great kid, too. Here's the stretch and pitch, and that ball lifted high in the air to left field, but it's straight away, and Vicuña is there. He waits, camps, he's got it. Second time of the ball game, Rockhounds have gone in order. Shohei is walking in toward the pitcher's mound, so I would assume a pitching change is going to be made. That's what Shohei thinks anyway. I'm going with you, Shohei. So seventh inning stretch, non-Googleable trivia coming up. Our Village Car Wash score, take me out to the ballgame. Time in the panhandle. Rockhounds 10, Amarillo 4.
When the game goes into overtime. But the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
The seventh inning stretch and non-Googleable trivia are brought your way by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy.
Seventh inning stretch at Hodgetown here in Amarillo. This was kind of goofy, but it's kind of interesting. It would be a kind of a crazy deal anyway, but in this case it was a substitute umpire. In Major League Baseball, the St. Louis Cardinals were playing at the Astrodome facing the Houston Astros this date, long time ago, 1979. Umpire David Pallone took offense to a rather unusual group's response to a call he made. Unusual group of possibilities here is what I was looking for. So, who did substitute umpire David Pallone throw out on this date, Cardinals and Astros? Did he throw out the Houston public address announcer, the Houston mascot, both mascots, or the entire Cardinal bench? David Pallone, on this date, got grumpy and made an unusual ejection. Did he throw out the Astros public address announcer, the Astros mascot, both mascots, or the entire Cardinal bench? Shohei Tomioka will face Kevin Vicuña. He misses with ball 1-1 and 0. Trey Schupak, 2 1/3, 4 hits, 2 runs, both earned. No walks or Ks. Pitch swung on, fouled back. Count 1-1. Top of the order, Ryan Bliss and Jordan Lawler to follow here in the Amarillo seventh inning. 10-4 game, but boy, this ballpark, dangerous. No lead safe. Pitch up high, 2 balls, 1 strike. Ball got loose out of the bullpen down the left field side. Again, both bullpens in play. Stretch a pitch by Shohei. That's up high. That's ball 3. So 3 balls, 1 strike to Vicuña, who's the number 9 hitter in the order. Right-hander comes set, has his sign, delivers, and up, it's up and in, ball 4. Again, you just don't want to give any advantage in this park. If you don't want to in general, but again, this yard really, it just magnifies everything in terms of offense and getting things going. Shohei is without a win or a loss He does have a save. It got interesting, but he does have a save. And a 1.64 ERA. This is only his fifth walk of the year. It's a called strike to Ryan Bliss on the inside corner. Bliss entered the game at 385, top average in all of AA baseball, and obviously in the Texas League included. Shohei, 12 hits in 11 innings, now 5 walks, 15 strikeouts, swinging a foul back, so numbers really good. Jumps ahead of Bliss here, 0-2. Ryan struck out against David Leal in the first, fouled out first baseman Logan Davidson in the third, and then against Trey Schupak, a double in the fifth inning. He was stranded. Tomioka's pitch. Bliss swings. Line drive. Left center field. Anybody going to get there? The answer is no. It's down in the gap. Denzel will make the catch. They're going to hold the runners down 6 runs. You don't want to run the risk, but they are in business, are the Sod Poodles. That's an 0-2 double in the gap to left center field for Ryan Bliss. So Shohei has got himself in a jam here upon arrival. On this date in the Astrodome, David Pallone was a substitute umpire. They're really not usually going to eject many people at all, if any. Well, he took it above and beyond. Who did he have the choices again? Was it the Houston PA announcer? Was it the Houston mascot? Was it both mascots, or was it the Cardinal bench? Well, it was a bunch. It was the bench. David Pallone ejected the entire St. Louis Cardinals bench. How do you do that? Called strike to Jordan Lawler at the knees, 0-1. Lawler is 1-for-3. The one a solo home run. He's also lined out sharply to center. Second and third, nobody out. Boy, Shohei looking to get out of a jam here. Pitch down low, one ball, one strike. I had started to and unfortunately ran out of time in doing so. Other things intervened. I recall, make myself a note to look up and see if everybody did leave the bench for the Cardinals. How do you throw out everybody on the bench swinging a pop foul out of play? And I love the fact he was a substitute umpire. But kind of did as the great Nuke LaLoosh said in the movie Bull Durham, announce your presence with authority. David Pallone had made a call that the Cardinals disagreed with. They threw helmets and bats onto the field out of the dugout. So that's the bench, and he threw them all out of the game. Take that. 1-2 pitch up high. Ball 2-2. You know, this ballpark has only been around, the Sod Poodles only been around since 2019, so this is their fourth season in 5 years. So we've been here enough. Swing a little foul ball down the right field side. Boy, I said foul too quickly. Oh, it's right to the Hounds bench of the bullpen. Nice catch made. Oh, that's cool. Charles Hall made that catch, sitting on the bench, by the way, and right behind the bench are the stands. Bullpen bench sits right in front of the edge of the stands. Boy, I bet when it's not kids' day, they hear some colorful stuff. But that was really cool. Pitch down and away, ball 3-2. Charles made the catch and then turned and handed the ball to youngster right behind in first row. Really neat. That's cool. If that kid's anything like I was growing up, and remember that for a long, long time. 3-2, first base open. Pitch by Shohei. Pop foul. Shane McGuire has a chance, and he's got it for the out. So Lawler, a dangerous bat, fouls out to catcher Shane McGuire. A little pop-up, didn't get a whole lot of air under it. One down for Robbie Enriquez in this 10-4 Rockhounds lead. Seventh inning stretch, Rockhounds baseball brought your way by Bud Light. And 7:05, our start time for the next 3 evenings. Here, and I believe the same on Saturday. That isn't on my list right in front of me. Enriquez stands in, takes just up and in. One ball and no strikes. Robbie, left-handed hitter, and he's had a good day. He's 2-for-3, a single and a run scored, a double and a run scored. Struck out way back in the first. 2-for-3. Shohei ready in the pitch. Ground ball sharply hit. Logan will make the play to backhand. That will score a run. He'll get to the bag for the out. RBI bounce out scores the Cunha. Ryan Bliss advances to third base. Out three unassisted is Enriquez. And there are two men down in the inning with a run across, and it's 10-5. Batter is Juan Centeno, and he is 2-for-3. He has two singles, an RBI, and a run scored. And Juan, who is a catcher most often, but DHing in this game, swings ground ball right back to the pitcher, and Shohei made a really good catch. Throws a little wide to Logan, but he's got plenty of time. Inning is over. Boy, that was a sharply hit ball right back up the middle, and Shohei looked it right into the glove. So a walk and a double will eventually lead to a run. One run, one hit, no errors, one man left on base. Five runs is a good, solid lead in a lot of places. This ain't one of them. Pardon the grammar, Miss Hilburn. We're going to go to the eighth inning of play after seven complete at Hodgetown. Our Village Car Wash score of the game, the Hounds 10, the Sod Poodles 5.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1-, 2-, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Odessa, visit High Plains, a community with a convenient location and fabulous floor plan. In Midland, visit Wildflower, where style, elegance, and affordability complement quiet, comfortable living. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at widener.com.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Game one of a six-game series in Amarillo, and Hodgetown is as advertised here on this sunshiny, windy afternoon. Rockhounds 10, Amarillo 5. One of the Sod Poodles runs coming via a home run. All 10 Rockhounds runs coming on home runs. Five different players, five of the nine in the order, have knocked the ball out of the ballpark. Mitchell Stumpo, right-hander on the pitch. And he faces the top of the order, Cooper Bowman, 0-for-1 with three walks. Takes down low for a ball, one ball, no strikes. Lawrence Butler and Brett Harris will follow. Line score in a moment. Pitch to Cooper. Just high for a ball, 2-0. Hounds, 10 runs, 8 hits. No errors. Game is errorless. 10, 8-0. Amarillo, 5 runs, 9 hits. Stretch and pitch, and that will miss one. That's ball 3. Cooper Bowman, a 3-0 count. One would assume he will be taking all the way here. Mr. Cooper, nuts, up and in, ball 4. He's walked 4 times in this game. So Mitchell Stumpo comes in and offers up a walk, and that has been one of the things that has been maybe the only weakness of the bullpen. Overall, the bullpen has done yeoman's work for the Sod Poodles. Now here's Lawrence Butler, one man on. And the pitch, boy, a high strike. That just got there, 0-1 the count. So 10-8-0 for the Rockhounds, 5-9-0 for the Sod Poodles. Rockhounds have left 4 men on base. Amarillo has stranded 5. Pitch to Lawrence. Pulls up, doesn't go. Pitch just missed up and in, perhaps, 1-1. Greg Dykeman solo in the second. Darryl Hernandez, a 3-run home run in the third. And in the sixth inning, as Butler swings and misses, it's 1-2. In the sixth, Shane McGuire, a 2-run home run. Lawrence Butler, a 2-run home run. Darryl Hernandez, a 2nd home run. And RBIs 4 and 5 in the game. Throw to first. Diving back is Cooper. 15-for-15 on the base paths. First baseman loving that throw. On time, runner goes, pitch is swung on and foul away. Well, Cooper running at last, but Norris protecting the plate with a 1-2 count, fouls it away. Maybe Castillo, the first baseman. He looks straight on down at the first base coach, Juan Delaney, the base umpire, Sean Sparling, another throw to first base, and back again is Bowman, the base runner, gloved by Castillo. So the cast of characters right down below us. One ball, two strikes, one on. Nobody down, eighth inning. Hounds lead 10-5. There goes Cooper. Pitches swung on and missed. Albino throw. Stolen base number 16 in 16 attempts for Cooper. He went a little hard to the bag. I think he's okay. Lawrence Butler out on strikes. Well, Lawrence just 1-for-5, although the one was a two-run home run. Cooper in scoring position. Boy, again, can you imagine if that average gets bumped up? Boy, kid can really run. Fun to watch in the base paths. Here's Brett Harris. Brett takes down low. Good block by the catcher, Del Castillo. Boy, if that ball gets away, you got a runner at third with one down. Nicely done. Mitchell Stumpo on to pitch out of the Amarillo bullpen here in inning number 8. Right-hander set, delivers, outside corner of the knees to Brett, 1-1. Brett Harris, 2-for-3, plus a walk, single, double, two runs scored, and his single in the third came with two outs and a 1-2 count was followed by the Hernandez three-run homer. There goes Cooper, pitch is taken, and the throw hit the bat. Oh, my goodness, and Cooper now is going to be awarded home plate, so he steals third. And the throw, apparently, when I thought it hit the batman to get a look at that, stolen base number 17 for Cooper. And he is then given home plate. And I'm going to check on the scoring of that. Well, may have gotten out of play. So we'll see if that'll be a throwing error. We'll double check on the scoring there, but it's 11-5. Check swing strike to Brett, and the count goes 1-2. So Cooper with his 17th steal. Just want to confirm the scoring on that. Rockhounds, that's the first run scored by anything other than a home run. They don't have it up on the board yet either. Again, the computer has to cycle that whole thing through. There's a swing and a chopper out towards short. Handle on the move nicely by Lawler. Throws just in time. Brett retired for the second out of the inning. 6-3 goes the putout. So two down here at the top of the eighth inning. I believe that will simply be called a throwing error on the catcher. It was an odd-looking throw because it deflected off the bat of Brett Harris, but he was in the box. Yep, so it'll be a stolen base compounded by a throwing error. Well, you don't see that very often, and not a steal of third. Well, I guess you do, don't you? But not quite in that way. Pitch to Hernandez, misses. Boy, what a day Darryl has had. He's 2-for-4, two home runs, 5 driven in. A big swing and a miss. Boy, he had hat trick on his mind right there. Darryl Hernandez, man, that's a swing. Always comes to mind like a Nelson Cruz swing pitch right down the middle, 1-2. Nelson Cruz took, I think, the hardest swing and a miss that I've seen in our, 30-plus years together. It was in San Antonio in the 21st inning of a game back in 2004, I beg your pardon. And he knocked the ball halfway to the Riverwalk in San Antonio on the next pitch. 1-2, ripped into center field, a base hit. Darryl Hernandez. Boy, this kid has really been hot. Now, he went 0-for-1 and was lifted early on Sunday. So he didn't have a streak going necessarily. But again, that was an 0-for-1. But Darryl Hernandez in this game is 3-for-5. He is 9 for his last 18. That's 500 with 2 home runs and 8 driven in. And in his last 15, he has been just sensational as well. Pitch up high to Greg Dykeman for ball 1. Darryl, in his last 12 games, hitting well over 400. In his last 15, he's hitting about 370. That's a tremendous stretch. Draws a throw here. Greg Dykeman, 1-for-2, solo home run. That was the first run of the game. Came back in the second inning. Hounds have not trailed. Fernandez, 3-run home run in the third, made it 4-0. Darryl, way off the bag, but not going. Pitched down and away, 2-0 to Greg Dykeman. So the Hounds lead 11-5 in the eighth. Set by the right-hander, pitch swung on, lifted in the air, center field. Straight away with plenty of room is Tawa. Wind is pushing, but he'll haul it in. The inning will come to an end. So Greg Dykeman to fly ball to deep center, but not deep enough. It's one run on one hit. The hit had nothing to do with the run scoring. One error and one man left. So to the bottom of the eighth inning we go. We've had home runs today, haven't we? We've had a bunch of home runs in this game. On our road to the show, a home run show, the likes of which you rarely see. Village Car Wash scored in the last of the eighth. Hounds 11, Sod Poodles 5.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center. Aldridge serves all of your landscape and outdoor living needs with degreed horticulturists and Texas-certified nursery professionals on staff. And we offer a complete nursery and garden center. In fact, many of our bedding plants, hanging baskets, and trees are homegrown. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987, on Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop, but you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
At Village Car Wash, we have one goal: to make your vehicle look its very best. And we've been doing it since 1969, more than 50 years. Village Car Wash also offers fuel, complete detailing, and 14-point oil changes. You'll find us at 604 Andrews Highway, open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5, and Saturdays from 8 to 4. The best in the business for more than 50 years. Village Car Wash, Midland's first car wash.
In the last of the eighth, it'll be Davison De Los Santos to lead it off. He's 0-for-3. Shohei Tomioka gave up a run on a walk and a double and a couple of ground outs in the seventh inning. Delivers and misses to De Los Santos. It's 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Hounds 11, Sod Poodles 5 in the bottom of the eighth inning. Pitch got there outside half, pops into the glove at 94. One ball, one strike. On this date, 1999, college baseball game, Florida State destroyed Maryland 26-2. That's an ouch. Pitch down and away, 2-1. Guy who would go on to play for the Rockhounds, Oakland drafted him out of FSU, Marshall McDougal. Well, he had himself a day. A day like no other in college history. Swinging a hard hit ball. Shortstop Bowman can get their base hit for Jimmy Hernandez with a dive. Darryl unable to make the play. Sharply hit ball. Well, our first woo of the series. Oh, boy. I love it when they do that. So base hit to center field. Shohei with that sharply hit ball right back up the box. Here's Adrian Del Castillo. In his first time up in the game on this date, 1999, Marshall McDougal singled. That would be his only single of the game. He went 7-for-7, pitch up high for a ball. And the last six of them were home runs. Six consecutive home runs. Now, part one of what you think about that, that's remarkable. I mean, it's a big-time college game, Florida State, Maryland. Pitch boy just missed ball two. Two balls, no strikes to Del Castillo. Adrian with a single in the second. Sacrifice fly in the fourth, and he bounced out first base to pitcher in the sixth with Trey Shupak making a good play. Tomioka's pitch popped in the air, but that will get out of play, left side, 2-1. So, while Florida State is manhandling Maryland, Marshall McDougal, now think about what's going on in the Maryland dugout. Marshall is 1-for-1, comes to the plate, his second at bat, hits a home run. I mean, okay, fine. Pitch up, high ball, 3-3-1. Comes to the plate for his third at bat, and he homers again. Well, okay, guys do that. They're hot, back-to-back home runs, okay. Comes to the plate for the fourth time and hits another home run. 3-in-a-row, pitch in the dirt, and that's going to bound away. Now, that's ball four, so the runners will not advance, but Shohei struggling a little bit here. Oh, and again, I know it's 11-5, but that's two on and that's nobody out, and you know this yard. So that's three home runs in a row. Now, when Marshall McDougal comes back to the plate, I know it's a lopsided game, but aren't you at least thinking about not pitching to him? Or at least pitching really badly to him, pitch around him? But nope. It's his fourth consecutive home run. He comes to the plate again. Are you kidding me? You don't walk him? Pitch right down the middle to Tim Tawa for a strike. Tawa 1-for-3. An RBI base hit. Second baseman Cooper Bowman made a really good play on it, but Tawa beat it and drove in a run doing it. Shohei's pitch down and away for a ball. It's 1-1. Activity now in the Sod Poodle's bullpen, left-hander throwing. So let's see, what do we say for Marshall? Okay, that's four home runs in a row. He comes to the plate now for the sixth time after hitting four home runs in a row, and you pitch to him? It's down and away for a ball, two balls and one strike. You don't, do you really? They pitched to him. You know what he did. He homered again. So that's five consecutive home runs for Marshall McDougal. He comes to the plate for the seventh time in the game. And they pitch to him again. This delivery, did he go? Boy, he did. Check, swing, strike. That's interesting. Tawa not happy. It's a situation we saw the other night. Home plate umpire calling a check, swing, strike. Well, he didn't go around by much. Francisco Perez will begin to warm again for the Rockhounds. Is Shohei having his struggles here this afternoon? Two on, nobody out. A 3-2, making a 2-2 count. This pitch is bounced foul at the plate. Boy, good effort by McGuire. Shane tried to jump out and catch that ball in fair territory. Tried to turn it into a ground ball, but it's foul ball 2-2. So Marshall McDougal, now again, if you're the Maryland dugout, he singled his first time up. He has homered five consecutive times against you, and you pitched to him. And they did, and you know what he did. Six consecutive home runs. Pitch swung on and missed as Nathie Castillo comes up empty 0-1. Castillo 0-3 in the game. I'm checking out, beg your pardon. Forgive me, Tawa out on strikes. I beg your pardon. Goodness gracious. Having too much fun with the Marshall McDougal story. Two on, one man down. Strikeout for Tawa. And the batter now is Castillo. First and second to runners. De Los Santos on at first. Del Castillo at first. Second at first, I should say. Boy, it's been one of those days, folks, one of those days. Pitch up high for a ball, 1-0. Castillo, right-handed hitter. He is the Amarillo first baseman, batting eighth in the order. Oops, again, ball gets loose from the bullpen, and it goes all the way to home plate. Yeah, that the question is, if you're going to have bullpens in fair territory, or in at least within the playing surface, obviously they're in foul ground, but they are in play, don't you have the pitcher throwing toward the outfield wall? But the answer apparently here is no. 1-0 to Castillo. Stretch and pitch. Takes. That's a strike. Count evens up at 1-1. One ball, one strike, two on, one out. Rockhounds lead 11-5 here in the last of the eighth inning. Shohei set, runners their leads. Pitch is a bouncer foul at the plate. It's 1-2. On that amazing day, by the way, Marshall McDougal, 7-for-7, 6 home runs, 16 runs batted in. NCAA records, rather obviously. And just never quite reached the potential a lot of folks thought he had. There's a swing and a miss, and Shohei comes back with a good live fastball at 92. Second straight strikeout as Castillo is out on strikes, two down. Batter is Kevin Vicuña. Marshall came up with the A's. He was a member of the 2002 Rockhounds. I believe hit the first home run in stadium history. It was First American Bank Ballpark back then. 1-0 pitch, ground ball sharply hit, but foul wide of first base. Good job by Charles Hall. He's doing well. Now ball gets loose from the Rockhounds bullpen. That'll dribble all the way down behind home plate. Boy, that makes no sense to me. I thought the bullpens in 1994 when San Antonio built their new ballpark, it's Nelson Wolf Stadium, were still their home some 20 seasons later, more than that, in fact, I guess. Right at 20 seasons. Bullpens are in play there, but again, the pitchers do at least throw the other way. Pitch from Shohei, bends one over the heart of the plate. Can't see movement very much from this angle, but that time it could. And boy, nasty breaking pitch. It's 0-2 to Vicuña. Two on, two out. Bottom of the eighth inning, 11-5 Rockhounds. Shohei comes set, delivers. Boy, check swing. He'll get to appeal that. No, didn't go. He turned into it a little bit. Marshall played with the A's as a minor leaguer. Eventually did make the big leagues for a brief cup of coffee. 18 games with the Rangers. But boy, on this day, a day unlike any other in college baseball history for Marshall McDougal. Swinging the ball, well hit, into right center, and that's going to get down. That's a base hit into the corner. That's going to score them both easily. That's going to be a triple for Vicuña. He'll slide. He didn't have to. Boy, welcome to Hodgetown. Two-run triple for Vicuña on a 1-2 pitch. And again, there are deep spots just left and right of center field. And boy, the Rockhounds, you feel like they've been in command the entire ball game. But see if that's it for Shohei. Yeah, it sure is. Boy, he had a rough afternoon. He came in with that 1.67 ERA. Giving up three runs in 1 2/3. Francisco Perez will jog in. We'll check the numbers on Shohei. He'll give up three base hits, three runs. They are all earned, two walks, and two strikeouts as they continue to play very annoying circus music here. Runner at third base with one out in the last of the eighth, and Ryan Bliss. I mentioned he was hitting .385 coming in. He was 0 for his first two. He's doubled each of his last two at-bats. So Bliss has actually now boosted that average, which started at .385 and is now at .389. And he's got a runner at third base. So it is 11-7. Boy, this is nearly a save situation. The runner on deck would not be the tying run, but close. Runner on deck would make it 11-10, so it's not a safe scenario, but it is far too close to be sure. Francisco Perez, left-hander, joined the ball club after being signed by the A's as a free agent. He joined the club during the most recent homestand. So Francisco on the pitch here in the last of the eighth, runner at third, two men down. Two more runs across. Kevin Vicuña, his first two runs batted in as a sawtooth. Hadn't been with the ball club very long. This is his third game. But he drives in a couple. Francisco Perez, three appearances, no wins or losses, no ERA, two hits and four and a third, no runs. Big swing and a miss as Bliss chased one down. Ryan Bliss's double in the fifth was a first pitch swing. His double in the seventh came on an 0-2 and set up a run scoring. He takes a big swing and pops it foul. Shane McGuire giving a look behind the plate, and he is, oh my. Well, he's out of room, standing at the screen. That ball bounced and hit ground about, 2 feet, from Jay McGuire. There were no screen there. Easily catch it, but the screen protected, and ball fell harmlessly to the earth. 0-2 count. Runner at third, two away. Francisco, left-hander. Bliss, a right-handed hitter. Takes a pitch in the dirt. McGuire had it, lost it. There isn't much room behind home plate here. That ball was in the dirt. Shane blocked it. It got just a little bit behind him. When he turned to try to retrieve it, he kicked or somehow swatted at the ball and knocked it back to the backstop. But again, there isn't a whole lot of room here. And you don't risk being the third out at the plate when you're down by four runs. But that's all the margin is. It's four. The 11-7 in the eighth inning. A 1-2 count. Bliss waits. Pitch by Perez. Swing and a miss. Got him. Nasty breaking pitch by Francisco Perez. And Ryan Bliss is out on strikes. But it is two runs on two hits and a walk. No errors. One man left on base. Oh, and so it's just one of those typical games at Hodgetown. Rockhounds have led all the way, but a four-run lead is not what you call safe here in this ballpark. After eight complete, our Village Car Wash scored this game. The Rockhounds 11 and Amarillo 7.
The Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be great. Whether it's hitting a walk-off home run or making the next extraordinary line of vehicles, it takes drive and a commitment to excellence. That's just part of what has earned Ford F-Series the title of the best-selling truck in America for 45 years and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Texas Ford dealer today or shop online at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockouts. Based on 1977 to 2021 CUI total sales.
Olympus Properties offer luxury living in West Texas. 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes featuring modern finishes and amenities including resort-style pools, 24-hour fitness centers, tanning rooms, and more. At Sedona Ranch in Odessa, upscale home designs and resort-inspired amenities combine to create your perfect escape. Take a virtual tour, schedule an in-person visit, and look for our move-in specials, all at OlympusProperties.com. Your home, our passion, Olympus Properties.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We are honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
Denzel Clark leads it off. We go to the top of the ninth, and the big guy takes up high for ball one. One ball, no strikes. Mitchell Stumpo back to work. The pitch drops down low and in. That's ball two. Denzel 0 for 4. He ripped it, but lined out his last time, and I mean just a laser. Third baseman, double check here. They made a... I'm sorry, pitching change for Amarillo. Swing and a foul back, 2-1. So, go to the bullpen here. Forgive me. Yeah, Hugh Fisher is on the pitch. Fits right in with the day's theme. Pitch way up and away for a ball. Count is three balls and one strike. Denzel 0 for 4. Two of his outs, though, have been hard hit baseballs. That line shot to third base, and then the ball hits a deep center field. He swings and pops one up. First baseman Castillo in fair territory will drift back and make the catch. Pop out to first base. So Denzel 0 for 5. Failed to reach base as a Rockhound for the first time on Sunday. And is 0 for 5 in this game. So coming back down to earth, he was hitting 482 about 3 days ago. He's at 333, including today. Yeah, Denzel just playing in his 10th game as a Rockhound was hitting 382 coming in. He's 0 for 5, 333. That's early season stuff. Called strike to Logan Davidson. Logan 1 for 4. And he has one of those hard outs in this game. Just a line shot. Stretch and pitch and a swing and a miss. Breaking pitch. Logan could not catch.
So Hugh Fisher becomes the fourth pitcher out of the Sod Poodles bullpen. Left-hander. Mitchell Stumpo goes one inning, gives up one unearned run. Cooper Bowman stealing third and scoring on an error, throwing over to the catcher, ball all the way back to the backstop, hits the cement abutment down there and kicks all the way out onto the playing surface. One ball, two strikes. So Fisher on in the ninth. Looks like Francisco Perez will try to close the door for the Rockhounds. Boy, very nearly a save situation when he came in. Davidson waits, swinging a pop up again. Again, it's Castillo. He'll give way this time to the second baseman, and Bliss will glove it. So pop out to first, pop out to second, and here's Shane McGuire. Shane, 1-for-3, a two-run home run, one of 5 home runs hit by the Hounds today. A solo home run by Greg Dykeman, 3-run home run by Darryl Hernaez, and 2-run homers by Lawrence Butler, Hernaez, and McGuire. Pitch misses for ball one. 3 of them in the 6th inning. Shane had the first of them. Then Lawrence Butler and Darryl Hernaez, and that obviously the difference in the game. The 6-run inning pitch got there, called strike, nicely framed by the catcher Del Castillo. And it's 1-1. Top of the ninth, 11-7 Hounds. Sod Poodles have not gone away, that's for sure. Pitch up and in for a ball. It's 2-1. Hounds at one point led 10-2. It's now 11-7. Delivery backs up and just misses up and in. So it appeared from our angle, some of that is guesswork, but it looked that way. 3-1, nobody on, 2, top of the ninth inning. Delivery, woo, way high and tight, and Shane McGuire will draw a walk for the second time in this game. Mitchell Stumpo, want to confirm his numbers, gave up one run on one base hit. The run was unearned. He walked one batter, struck out one batter. Chase Calabui go for 4. Takes a strike on the inside half, 0-1 the count. And hit a ball to deep center back in the 6th inning, but no damage was done. McGuire, the leadoff first base. Chase takes. That looked a bit high, and high it is. 1-1. Not by much. Some of the crowd disagrees. Chase at 295 coming in. 0-for-4 in the game. That'll put a little dent in that 295 average at this point in time. Swings and fouls. One back does the Hounds left fielder out in front of that. Speed pitch at 84. So Chase at 277 up to the moment. Really play him to pull in the infield. Pitches outside for a ball. Spinning catch by Del Castillo, the catcher. Infield alignment is, I mean, you obviously get a general idea, but boy, that the infield looks so different from this particular broadcast angle. Sometimes forget to tell you about the alignment, but they do play him to pull. Bouncing ball up the middle. Will be knocked down nicely by Bliss. Throws to second just in time for the out, with Lawler covering the bag. 4-6 goes to put out. That's nicely handled, and the ball hit back up the middle. Fielder's choice with McGuire forced at second base. So no runs or hits, no errors, a man left, and we're going to the last of the ninth inning. And our Village Car Wash score here in Amarillo in the opener of this 6-game set in the Panhandle. It's the Rockhounds 11 and the Sod Poodles 7.
Since folks first learned to crack an egg, breakfast has had a tight grip on mornings. But why be limited to just then? Whataburger ended this morning monopoly by serving breakfast from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. That's 12 hours of breakfast on a bun, sausage and egg taquitos, and honey butter chicken biscuits. 12 hours that covers late night, late, late night, dead of night, the witching hour, crazy early morning, mid-morning, and almost lunchtime. Whataburger breakfast, just like you like it.
If you love HEB, but don't always have the time for shopping at HEB, try our always free curbside. Let us cherry pick the produce, get selective with the seafood, choose the choicest cut beef, and gather your groceries galore.
Because when it comes to bringing the best to your door, no store does more. Download the My HEB app today and start shopping at HEB, where curbside is always free. Online prices may vary from add-in store. See HEB.com for details.
Last of the ninth inning, and my favorite analogy for any time you have a lead here in Amarillo at this particular ballpark is that you feel really comfortable about holding that lead when you receive the box score 5 minutes after the game is over. And believe me, that's the feeling right now. So bottom of the ninth inning, 2, 3, and 4 in the order, and they have done some damage. Jordan Lawler will lead it off. He has a solo home run in this game. Then Robbie Enriquez, who is 2 for 4 with a single, a double, and 2 runs. And Juan Centeno, who is 2 for 4 with 2 singles, a ribby, and a run. Francisco Perez got a strikeout to end the eighth inning. And he starts with a foul tip here off the bat of Jordan Lawler. Lawler hitting just 174, but boy, he clocked that home run back in the fourth inning. Right-handed hitter facing the lefty Perez. Francisco delivers down and away for a ball. It's 1-1. Stirs that bat a little bit over the right shoulder to Lawler. He takes it down and away. Ball 2. 2-2. 2-1. Again, this is a kid's day. A lot of the kids are still here. Of course, they are beckoned back to class at some point. Pitch swung on, bounced toward third. That is a fair ball. Brett Harris comes up throwing, and did he get him? Nope, he's safe. Beat it out. Lawler clutched his hands together one time as he crossed the bag just ahead of the throw by Harris. That ball was hit toward the line, and Brett made a good play but could not get there in time. And the base hit. Lawler beats it out for his second hit of the game. One on, nobody out for Robbie Enriquez. The only other ballpark that I can compare to Hodgetown in terms of uncomfortable with the lead would be the old ballpark in El Paso, Cohen Stadium. Just something about a runner goes, play off him, so that'll be defensive indifference. 1-0. But Lawler getting to second base. Confirm that, but they weren't holding him on. There was no throw, so it should be defensive indifference. Delivery inside corner, got there at the knees to Enriquez, left-handed hitter. This is a lefty-lefty matchup. Centeno, a left-hander on deck. Enriquez not happy with that call from home plate umpire and crew chief Alex Nash. Runner at second, nobody down, bottom of the ninth. Runner going to steal third. We're going to go. Ball is popped foul. Trying to bunt. That was interesting. Enriquez trying to drop down a bunt. That is intriguing. Down by 4. So Lawler, who went to second officially on defensive indifference. See if he's running again here. Looks like he is. Yeah, he's going to try to steal third. Pitches up and in. There'll be no throw. So it's 2-2. McGuire gave almost a little bluff, so I don't know if that constitutes a throw. That's all up to the official score. So runner at third, nobody out. And a 2-2 count. Enriquez waits, pitched by Perez. He got him. Had him out in front on that lead foot, swinging strike 3. So Francisco with his second strikeout. They haven't posted it yet on the runner advancing to third. Just keep an eye on that. One man down. The batter, Juan Centeno, 2 for 4. A couple of singles. He scored twice, driven one in. Perez delivers and snaps over the heart of the plate. Good breaking pitch called strike 1, 0-1. Centeno, left-handed hitter, good average. He's hitting 311. A wide open stance. Now we'll close it upon delivery from Perez. Takes, and that's a strike on the inside edge, and it's 0-2. When Centeno sets up, his lead, he's a left-handed hitter, his lead right foot is almost on the back chalk line and on the outside chalk line as well. And he closes up and swings and misses out on strikes. Boy, Francisco Perez with back-to-back whiffs after the leadoff base hit. So now two down in the ninth inning in a four-run game. And here is Jason De Los Santos. Davison one for four with a single and a run scored. Hounds have scored 11 runs, 10 on home runs today. Pitch down the middle, called strike, fastball 93. 0-1. Francisco looks in, has the sign from Shane McGuire. Stretch in the pitch, swing, foul back, 0-2. Boy, Perez gave up the base hit. Got Enriquez on a 2-2 pitch. Got Centeno on three pitches, and now he's 0-2 to De Los Santos trying to close the door. Trying to make that post-game meal taste all the better. Pitch swung on, driven in the air, center field. Going back and back. It's going to get going. It's out of here. Centeno, two-run home run, bottom of the ninth inning on an 0-2 pitch. And that ball got way out of here. It is 11-9. I'm telling you, Hodgetown, my goodness, this ballpark. So, the batter is Adrian Del Castillo. Castillo on this day is 1-for-2. Takes up and in for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Singled in the second. Sacrifice foul fly, obviously driving in a run in the fourth. He bounced out to the pitcher in the sixth and walked and scored his last time. Swings ground ball, sharply hit. Kind of a one-hop liner foul wide of first base. One ball, one strike. Well, the Hounds have not trailed in this game. Pitched down and in. Ball two, 2-1. I think, by the way, they're still trying to do some work on the official scoring on the computer on the home run, or rather on the strikeout. There's a check swing. That is the appeal. Yeah, he went around. Not much doubt. 2-2. So the scoreboard still says it's 11-7. It's not. It's 11-9. But that's where the electronics drive you nuts. Pitch by Perez. Got him! Swing and a miss. Well, Francisco comes back, gets a strikeout. So he strikes out the side in the inning. And all four outs he got came on strikeouts, but two runs, two hits, no errors, nobody left. And, man, again, Rockhounds have won the game, and you'll feel comfortable about it about 5 minutes from now. It is at long last over here in the Panhandle. Team's playing just shy of a three-hour game, about a 2:53 game, something like that. And welcome to the Panhandle, welcome to Hodgetown. 20 runs on 22 base hits in this game, and there were 7 home runs hit today. Rockhounds got 5 of them. Francisco Perez closes the door. This one goes into the books. The Rockhounds winning their third straight, and they improve now to a season best 16-12. At 4 games over 500, they will hold on to at least a 2-game lead for now in the South. On a job well done on a Tuesday morning dash afternoon. Gentlemen, boy, enjoy your post-game, enjoy your evening. One and all, Rockhounds, this bud's for you.
When the game goes into overtime, but the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This presentation of Rockhounds Baseball has been brought your way in part by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for a quick look at the runs, hits, and errors.
For the Rockhounds, 11 runs on 9 base hits, no errors, 11-9-0. For Amarillo, 9 runs on 13 hits and 1 error, 9-13. and one. Somehow, by the way, they are giving an earned run on that last run the Rockhounds scored. It was scored on a stolen base compounded by an error. You know what? Daryl Hernandez got a base hit, didn't he? So that run would be earned. I had it as unearned. I was trying to be kind, I guess, to Mitchell Stumpo, but he will give up an inherent or an earned run there. Correct my card. So it is. I was looking at all of the pitching and all of the numbers overall. 11-9-0 for the Rockhounds, 9-13-1 for the Sod Poodles. In relief, Trey Schupach is the winner. He is 2-0. Amarillo starter Jameson Hill takes the loss. He is 0-2. And home runs, there were a bunch. Amarillo, Jordan Lawler, solo in the fourth. And Davison De Los Santos, two-run home run in the ninth inning. I know I said Centeno. You know, I'm blaming this, my this afternoon fog that I'm in. I got here at 7:15 this morning because I really wanted to make sure I got time to set up and get everything done, and I couldn't get to the ballpark for about 45 minutes, so I blame this all on Hodgetown today. It was, boy, this place was CIA-level security trying to get in here early this morning, so see, it's all their fault. So Schupach, the winner, Hill will take the loss in this game. Davison De Los Santos, there we go, yep, with a two-run home run in the ninth. Now we're rolling. De Los Santos with his third of the season. It was Jordan Lawler's fifth. The Rockhounds scored 11 runs in this game, and 10 of the 11 coming on home runs. Greg Dykeman, solo in the second, his third home run of the year. Daryl Hernandez, the biggest swing of the bat of the day, a three-run home run in the third, his third of the season. And then in the sixth inning, the Rockhounds get a trio of two-run home runs. The first of them was Shane McGuire. That is his first of the year. Then Lawrence Butler, his second. And Daryl Hernandez, not only his second of the game, but his fourth of this season. So the long ball very much in effect today. Tons of offense in this game. Really, both teams, a whole bunch of offense. The Sod Poodles out hit the Rockhounds 13-9. Sod Poodles pitching, though, also they gave up some bases on balls. They walked nine batters in this game, five by the starter Jameson Hill, and that has been an issue for the Sod Poodles pitching staff. This game started actually a tinge late as kids' days, and of course that happens from time to time. 2:47. Boy, I reversed what I said earlier. The pitch clock was amazing in this game. Are you kidding me? That is, what, 20 runs, 23 hits, and 2 hours, 47 minutes. Big bunch with a lot of kids in the stands today, 6,284 on hand here in Amarillo. Well, we'll take a look at what is ahead for these two ball clubs. This is the first of a six-game set. We'll do that when we return in just a moment from Amarillo. Our final Village Car Wash score of the game, the Rockhounds 11 and the Amarillo Sod Poodles 9.
American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck headquarters. We have half tons, three-quarter tons, one tons, two and four-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's all American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
There's something special at every Rockhounds home game. Tickets are two for the price of one every Tuesday. All you need is a coupon from any area Baskin-Robbins store. On Wednesdays, hot dogs are half price, made possible by Focus Care of West Texas. Gates open at 6 o'clock for Tuesday and Wednesday home games, with the first pitch at 6:30. You can check out all the details online at MidlandRockhounds.org.
Rockhounds win the opener of the set by the final score of 11-9. And it didn't take long for the theme of this game, I guess, to really show up. Greg Dykeman led off the top of the second inning with a solo home run. And of the home runs today, I suppose maybe a couple of the balls hit to right field were Hodgetown-ish types of home runs. But boy, the others were really the genuine article. Greg Dykeman lined the ball out of here to deep left center, just wide of the batter's eye in the second inning, 1-0 Rockhounds. In the third inning, a walk to Cooper Bowman, then a fielder's choice Lawrence Butler reaches. Brett Harris, and it's a big swing of the bat in this game. With one on and two out, Brett got down 0-2, and on a 1-2 pitch, drove a single to left field, and that put two men on. Daryl Hernandez was the next batter, and he took a pitch out of here on a 1-1 delivery, a 3-run home run. Hounds led it by the score of 4-0. Sod Poodles came back. Last of the fourth inning, leadoff home run by Jordan Lawler, solo to left center. Robbie Enriquez singled, Juan Centeno singled, and a sacrifice fly by Adrian Del Castillo made it a 4-2 game. Hounds held that same lead going into the sixth inning, and that's when they really busted things open, or at least as much as you can here. With one man down, Logan Davidson singled to right. Shane McGuire, this was a great at-bat from Shane, got down 0-2. He fouled off three two-strike pitches, ran the count full, and hit a 2-run home run to right field. That started what would be a 6-run inning. Then with two men out and the score 6-2, Cooper Bowman drew a walk. Lawrence Butler followed with a 2-run home run, made it 8-2. A pitching change brings in Jake Rice. Brett Harris greets him with a double to left field. And Daryl Hernandez, his second home run of the game, first pitch swing, drove it onto the berm in right field. 2-run home run, third of the inning for the Hounds, fifth of the game, two of them off Hernandez's bat, and a 6-run inning made it a 10-2 game. From there, though, Sod Poodles came back, got a couple of runs in the sixth inning. Double by Robbie Enriquez, RBI single by Juan Centeno, RBI single Tim Tawa, 10-4. They got one in the fifth inning as well, a walk to Kevin Vicuña, a double by Ryan Bliss, who finished 2-for-5. 385 average coming in, 2-for-5 with two doubles, bumped the average up a couple of points, or kept it the same at the very least did Bliss. You're hitting 385, it's tough to keep that going. That made it a 10-5 game. The Hounds got a run in the eighth inning, and they really manufactured it. Cooper Bowman draws his fourth walk of the game, steals second, steals third, and on that throw, the throw actually hit the bat of batter Brett Harris and caromed away. It becomes a throwing error on the catcher Del Castillo, and Cooper Bowman will score. It was 11-5. Again, Sod Poodles right back. Davison De Los Santos a single. Adrian Del Castillo a walk to open the eighth inning. Then a couple of strikeouts for Shohei Tomioka, but Kevin Vicuña drills a triple into deep right center field. There's a corner out there, and that's right where the ball got. Edge of the grass berm meets the high outfield wall, the batter's eye, and that two-run triple made it 11-7. A two-run home run with two out in the last of the ninth by De Los Santos. 11-9 is the final. So there you go. Welcome to Hodgetown. The teams will play evening games the next four, beginning tomorrow evening. 7:05 will be the start time. Not sure about a starting pitcher. Roiber Salinas is scheduled, but Ryan Cusick missed his start today. He is under the weather, so we'll see where he is slotted back into the rotation. Chad Patrick, 0-5 with a 10-2 ERA, will go to the mound for the Sod Poodles. If it is Roiber, by the way, he's 1-1 with a 4.71 ERA, one of the top strikeout guys in the Texas League. So this one goes into the books. Thanks so much for coming on board this morning and afternoon here in the Panhandle. We get this going, and we will look forward to bringing you the remainder of this series. First meeting of the year between these two rivals from West Texas, and the Rockhounds win this one. Boy, it got wild. Just a great reintroduction to a ballpark where you see a lot of games like this with 20 runs and 23 base hits, and the Hounds doing their impression of the 27 Yankees with a 5-home-run game, two of them off the bat of Daryl Hernandez. When all is said and done, Rockhounds win it 11-9. That's our final for all of us with the Rockhounds at Hodgetown in Amarillo. Bob Hards will say, so long, Red, so long, Leo, so long, Mr. Scully, and so long, my friends from the Panhandle.
Thanks for joining us for this edition of Rockhounds Radio. Remember, MidlandRockhounds.org is your place for all things Rockhounds. Check out upcoming special events at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Order your tickets. Visit the Rockhound store. And join Bob for play-by-play, home and away. Now, until next time, thanks for being part of Rockhounds Baseball.